Blog Talk Radio.
Safely stash all weed and blunts.
Is there anyone here?
What you talking about? What you talking about? What you talking about? Hey, what, honey? Spit it out your mouth.
Welcome to the show, you dig? K100 Internet Radio, I'm your host, Blizzum. You understand what I'm saying? Running a little behind schedule, but I got that on time. Actually, not really behind schedule. I had a little technical difficulties with this site. You understand what I'm saying? But I'm good. You feel me? Getting everything loaded up. We got a real controversial, hot topic that we're going to be talking about today, you dig? You know, my homie P-Rage is on his way. You feel me? And my I'm supposed to have one other host in the show tonight. You understand what I'm saying? And hopefully they can come through and give us a female perspective on what we're talking about tonight. You understand what I'm saying? So with that being said, I'm gonna get ready to load up all of my background music we got going on here. Let's get this thing crack-a-lacking. You dig? All right, here we go. You know the drill. K100 Internet Radio, man. Thank you for tuning in to the show. I'm your host, Blizzum. My co-host, P-Reg, affiliated, is running on Color People time tonight. So, yeah! I got to mash him. You understand what I'm saying? But, you here with me. And thanks everybody for tuning in to the show tonight. I am in the www.world and on the phone line. The number to call into the show is 347-934-0966. You feel me? That's the number to call into the show, 347-934-0966. We should have a pretty interesting show tonight. We got a pretty controversial topic. You understand what I'm saying? And just personally, I don't want people to misconstrue what I mean, what I'm talking about with this show. But we'll get into that in a minute. Let me go ahead and give you the rundown of the show. K100 Internet Radio is short for Keep It 100. That's AKA Keep It Ben Frank. We are all about uncensored talk. We are all about freedom of speech here at the show. You understand what I'm saying? Now, with that being said, we only have one rule on the show. You dig? Check it out. Pay attention. All I ask that you do whenever you call up to the show, if you participate in the show, now if you listening and you just don't want to talk, it's all good. But if you go participate in the show, if you're going to dial 347-934-0966, follow the prompts and hit the number one if you need to. You want to holler at me? I only got one rule on the show. Just keep it real. Just keep it 100. Please don't call up here trying to be politically correct. Say what you think is the right thing to say because you're a black person, or you're a white person, or you're a female, or you're a guy. I can see through all that, and in fact, I'll kill you on the air. I got the 40 cal on deck. You understand what I'm saying? Now, with that being said, we're going to go ahead and get into the rest of the show. K100 is a subsidiary of Chainless Entertainment. Chainless Entertainment is an independent record label. I myself am the CEO. You understand? And we've been in business since 1998, going hard. We've got albums in the street, solo albums, group albums, all kind of stuff. You understand? We have a studio, Tweekhead Studios. With that being said, this show is a talk/indie music show, which means we spin unsigned independent artists. Well, when I say unsigned, I don't mean unsigned to indie labels. I mean unsigned to the majors, you know, the Universals of the world and the Priorities or Interscopes or whatever, not Priority, but Interscope, whatever, what have you. Anybody without a major record deal, we all about the independence. And since we are independent label ourselves, we spin our music and we also show love to other artists. You understand what I'm saying? To let them know and to just actually just expand the horizons of the show and of the listeners. You understand what I'm saying? And so with that being said, if you know anybody that does music, or if you yourself do music, send us an MP3 to K100Radio at gmail.com. That's the letter K, the number 100 radio at gmail.com. Send us your MP3 and a link to where we can find you on the web and look at your, you know, your web presence and see what you got going on. You feel me? And we'll run with it if we like the music. You understand? Now, you do need to provide us with a good quality of music. There's too many ways out here nowadays for artists to get their music sounding good without having to have a lot of money. So we expect for you to submit something that you would give to anybody else, to any other radio station. Don't submit us no trash. If it's total trash, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. That's it. We're flushing that shit. All right? But if it's some good quality music, you understand what I'm saying? We'll run it. We'll play you. We're all about the independence over here. We don't spend any big name people. You don't hear no Lil Wayne or, you know what I'm saying, anything like that over here. Unless, of course, you're an independent artist in some kind of way, you figured out a way to get one of them dudes on your song, then we'll, of course, spend it then. It's your song featuring them, but not any other way like that. You understand what I'm saying? Because we got a couple songs with some artists, and, you know, we'll spin it, so we won't be like that with you either. Now, like I said, with that being said, just make sure you send us your music, man. K100Radio at gmail.com. I got a couple of submissions today. I'm going to try and spin one of them, but for some freaking reason, I keep trying to upload their file, and their file is having some kind of issue. I don't get that. I don't know what's up with that. Hopefully, I can figure it out in the midst of the show, because I'm actually trying to see what's up with this file. I'm trying to download it again while I'm hosting the show. So, if I can get that file called up, then I'll run that with that particular artist tonight. They actually had two submissions, and I'm trying to see what's going on with this server. Anyway, that's some technical shit y'all don't even need to be a know about, all right? www.blogtalkradio.com, you understand? I'm your host, Blizzum. This is K100 Internet Radio, you feel me? I thank everybody for tuning in. Everybody that's on MySpace, we are actually on MySpace. We have a MySpace page, you feel me? It's myspace.com/K100Radio. That's all one word, the letter K, the number 100 radio. When you see the middle finger, that's us. Also, if you have iTunes, or if you have like an iPhone, an iPod, you know, if you use Apple computers and you always, you know, listen to music via iTunes or listening to podcasts and radio, which is actually gaining a lot of popularity because people are sick of this whack-ass FM radio in their local area playing the same whack-ass local motherfuckers that don't fucking sound good or regional motherfuckers that's garbage. All these whack-ass program directors telling them to play the same whack-ass shit over and over. Yeah. A lot of people are turning into that. You understand what I'm saying? So, with that being said, we're another outlet. And if you are on iTunes and if you have an iPod, just remember that you can go ahead and search us. We are now an official podcast on iTunes. You understand what I'm saying? Now, actually, okay. One of my guests just showed up. One of my people from the Facebook page that we started from. For those of y'all don't know, K100 started from a Facebook page. And one of them just popped in to co-host with me today. P-Red is running late. You know what I'm saying? As usual. He's talking about, he didn't know the show was going to be going on today. Like, As if the show wasn't going on for some ungodly reason, I wouldn't call it set up. I said maybe, maybe not, because I had some stuff that I had to do. But of course, why would you just call me? You know, why would you just call the CC? That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm saying, P. Yeah. Damn it, man. But I got Key with me today, and I'm glad that she was able to come through the show tonight. You feel me? Because I'm really gonna need a female's perspective on this particular topic. You understand what I'm saying? So we're talking about something kind of controversial that deals with women, but it also deals with men, and that's the problem that I have. Everybody think this one particular issue deals with damn women, and it deals with men and women, but only the woman gets to call the shots, when it's clearly something that's going to be involved with a man and a woman. And we'll get into that. Episode 45, A Man's Right to Choose. We're going to jump to that in a minute. You understand what I'm saying? So, with that being said, I said, let's see, I cut everything. The music, we're on iTunes, we're on MySpace. You understand what I'm saying? That's pretty much it. I'm going to go ahead and get ready to run down the show. The number to call into the show is 347-934-0966. 347-934-0966. www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. And I'm going to go ahead and jump into the finale of the show. Let me see how many people call in today. I can't wait for the second half of the show when everybody tends to call in after they get home and get settled. But let me go ahead and read the synopsis of this particular show real quick. Hold on, let me find it. But I want to read it word for word the way I put it out. The way I put the supplement out there today. What we're talking about, okay, 100. All right. Episode 45, A Man's Right to Choose. You dig? Now look. This is already controversial enough because it involves abortion. And a lot of people already got one way. They feel one way or the other about abortion. Either they're for abortion or they're against abortion now. We're going to ask Keith. You understand what I'm saying? First of all, before I jump into it, since you in the house tonight, either way it goes, how do you feel about it? Yes, no?
I don't have, I'm not pro or, con. So it's like, to me, it's your body.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? You have to live with it. So ultimately, it's just up to you because, for this show, I took the time and called some females because I've never had one.
Right.
So I took some time and called some personal friends of mine to ask them about their experiences with it. So we'll get into that later. But, I don't really feel one way or the other about it. It's your personal decision. You know what I'm saying? I don't knock anybody. Now, I do have a problem when people start having 5 and 6 and, when they use abortion as a birth control method.
Right.
I have a problem with that.
Right.
But, as far as, if you had 1 or 2, okay.
Right.
It's on you.
Right.
But, I've never had one. I almost had one, but I didn't do it.
Okay, that's cool. So you've never actually been through it or whatever.
But I know some close friends
who have had an abortion. Now, out of those close friends, did any of those women consult with the guy to see what they wanted to do?
One yes and one no.
Did they take that into consideration?
Yes.
So, i.e., if the guy said,
And the one who didn't was married.
Right, right. The one who didn't, what now?
The one who didn't consult was married.
The one who didn't consult with her husband was married.
Yes.
I see. That's gonna be one part of it that I really, 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 when I get into it, it's gonna be because everybody wanna have their cake and eat it too, especially women with certain particular things and guys. But with this particular topic, women want to have their cake and eat it too. You understand what I'm saying? And I'm going to break it down, especially when it comes down to
the marriage. Even though it was a situation surrounding that, you know what I'm saying? But, she just didn't even consult with him. She was just like, I can't have this baby.
Right. Well, the question is, first of all, did he want it or did he not? You know what I'm saying? You feel me?
I don't even know if he, to this day, knows that she even had that abortion.
See? And see, people are going to call into the show today, and they're going to say, this is about Blizzard trying to goddamn tell dudes they don't need to take up for their responsibilities and all this. About I already had 3 people. For those of y'all don't know, I promote the show via Facebook and via text message and via email blast. And so already when I sent out what we're going to be talking about on the show tonight, I had 3 people. Soon as they got the text and one person on Facebook, soon as they hit me back talking about a woman needs to protect herself with birth control, and so does a man. He needs to put a condom on, blah, blah, blah. Listen. I already know that. We are not here to discuss birth control. We're not here to talk about who needs to strap up and you should strap up. I don't give a fuck about that tonight, people. We're talking about after the fact, the deed is done, the woman is pregnant. So I don't want to waste too much time talking about that particular area. You feel what I'm saying? Because I'm talking about after the woman is already pregnant. You done already fucked up. Okay? you done already messed up. It's over. She's inseminated. Okay? All right? The goddamn blue strip showing. All right? This is where we at. This is where the story starts tonight. We ain't starting goddamn it after dinner when you kissing. We started with the blue strip. It's already motherfucking showing. I'm going to have to keep saying that because nobody's really on the line yet. I don't know. They must be running late. I'm going to keep repeating that. We starting. She got the blue strip.
Go there.
I know.
Go there.
Blue strip already showing. You feel what I'm saying? Now, I'm going to go ahead and read the synopsis of the show. I really don't want to because I want the lines to be filled up more. I'm going to end up reading this shit again. But for all those listeners that's listening after the fact, which is what most of y'all do anyway because people can't tune in at this particular time, so I get a lot of people who listen to the show, I'm going to read the synopsis of the show. All right? This is how I blasted it out across the airwaves and across the text messages. All right? 347-934-0966 is the number to call in if you're listening live on your internet. Okay. There's a very interesting case going on that some people may not be aware of. See, there's a man that is suing the state and his ex-girlfriend because she is having a baby that she knew full well he didn't want. Now, I don't want you to call up to the fucking show and say, well, if he didn't want the baby, he shouldn't have fucked her raw and blah, blah. God damn it. I already know that. I'm just saying. Some kind of way, because condoms can break, okay? All kind of shit. There's nothing. She could have said she was on birth control or whatever, and it failed. Whatever. Shit happened. She's pregnant. He didn't want it. That's where we at. That's where the story starts. I don't want to hear the rest of the shit. All right. Let's just skip that, please. Get to the meat and potatoes of the show. Okay? So, he's suing the state and his ex-girlfriend because I guess he's suing the state because that's who's going to fucking get him for child support, goddammit, if she had a baby or whatever. I guess why, or I guess they say, I mean, I guess the state or the federal government, I don't know. But I guess that the point of suing her and the state is because...
What, to change the law or something? To put it in the law?
I guess so. That's what. I don't know why you got the state on it, but I guess that's the preemptive strike because if she had a baby, she going to obviously put him on child support. You feel what I'm saying? So, and that's who's going to enforce the child support on him, the state. The feds don't touch that. It's state by state. You feel what I'm saying? All right. So... Women have the right to terminate a pregnancy even if a man doesn't want her to. Remember, this is important. You feel what I'm saying? Because I know that people are going to say, that's a woman's body. You feel what I'm saying? But even if it's vice versa, the man still has no say. See, I don't want y'all to fucking try and turn this into niggas just trying to get out of paying child support and taking care of the responsibility. I'm cocked and loaded for you fucking tonight.
You already know it's still.
I don't give a fuck. Well, I will keep coming back to that shit and keep motherfucking killing your motherfucking asses. But that's not what the fuck I'm talking about. That's not what the fucking show is about. The show is about the fairness and unfairness of the situation. Because it could be a situation where the man wants the child and the woman don't want it. And she can still do the same thing. And there's nothing he can do about it. You feel what I'm saying? See, all you motherfuckers out here who finna try to act like it's all about your woman's right and the woman's body and blah, blah. See, y'all the same motherfuckers that turn around and say, oh, it takes two to make a baby. You feel what I'm saying? But then you got your motherfucking hand over your goddamn mouth when you goddamn come up to two people deciding whether or not the baby should goddamn be kept. You can't have it both fucking ways. You feel what I'm saying? Y'all want to scream when it comes down to child support, or it's a two to make it, or it's two to take care of. Well, motherfucker, why only one can pick and choose if the motherfucking abortion go down or not? Abortion is legal. Obviously, it's legal where this guy is suing at. It's legal in Atlanta where I'm at. I get into this stat at the last that I put up here. You know, kind of a fucked up stat, but true. You understand what I'm saying?
I don't like statistics.
Hey, numbers don't lie. You understand? Numbers don't lie.
Depending on who's putting them out there.
The numbers don't lie. I believe that stat.
That's another show.
Okay. Well, I'm going to add that stat on the back end of this shit anyway. But that's so everybody who listens to the show, when everybody start calling in, we're going to start jaw-jacking. I'm going to have to say all of this over again. You feel what I'm saying? I'm going to have to repeat all of this over. But this is where we at. So, I go on and I state, women have the right to terminate a pregnancy even if a man doesn't want her to. And then she can sue him for child support even when he expressly said he didn't want any part of having the child. It doesn't matter if they married. Even a husband has no say if his wife wants to keep or terminate a pregnancy. His wife can have the abortion if he don't want her to, and vice versa. That's his wife. That's his husband. That's their kid together. But if she don't want to have it, she can go to the abortion clinic and ain't shit they can do about it. She cannot. There's nothing legally he can do to stop her. And that's his child. They married. And if his wife get pregnant, she don't have to have his consent.
I know.
At all. But they married. But when it comes down to divorces, oh, but you was motherfucking married. So now you owe her this and you owe her that. You owe her half and all this other fucking bullshit. See, that's the two sides of the shit. I don't give a fuck. You can people.
Well,
can
it's
call
a double standard. This time it just worked for the females.
Okay, it's
it
always
just worked for
standard.
The females this time.
Okay.
Normally the double standard worked for the females.
Normally, really what normally? This is
normally
the,
I love normal double standards.
They're not as big and massive.
You can't try to undermine the double standard.
What double standard?
Still a double standard.
Because y'all can't fuck as many guys as y'all
still
want to.
A double standard is a double standard no matter what.
Yeah,
is.
But this is the,
no
this
matter
is the more
what
serious double standard. This is more
why?
Serious. Somebody calling you a whore is not the same thing as a goddamn child being born.
Well, hey, like
one for the women.
They get one.
This one is enough for y'all to shut the fuck up about everything else.
Hey.
Y'all want to hear shit about a double standard because this one decision that y'all get to make on y'all own wipes out any other goddamn double standard.
No, it doesn't.
All of them combined don't add up to that right there. All the other double standards combined don't add up to that one double standard that y'all own.
That's your opinion.
No, it is the fact. Ask anybody. When the fellas call in, we'll change everything else.
We'll see.
We'll change everything. We'll pay y'all all the same. We'll goddamn everything. Nothing. We don't want nothing. But if we can goddamn make that particular goddamn decision, I bet you right now every guy you talk to will be like, give them everything else they want, and we can goddamn have in on that one. I guarantee you that. I will. I will. Raise my hand high.
But like you said, that's why you send the inbox message.
Now,
they like, because some men going to use that like, yeah, I can skeet off as much as I want now.
No, it ain't even about that.
It would turn into that.
No.
Just like women have turned it into a birth control method. Like, okay, well, because some of them have no conscience. So they like, well, shoot, you know, they can skeet all they want to, and I'm just going to go have an abortion.
Oh, listen. The point is, we ain't talking about them scandalous hoes. We talking about the damn women who do this shit. Mainly these gold dick bitches who do that shit and get themselves pregnant by a motherfucker with money.
Well,
I'm really calling you hoes out tonight.
Well, it's all for
welcome
the
to the show, bitch.
You fall for the okey-doke.
Welcome to the motherfucking show, bitch.
She.
You feel what I'm saying? Real talk. But let me go on. Let me finish this synopsis. Okay. So, this is totally sexist to me, and this is unfair. Now, some will argue, you feel me, that he should have been more careful. That whole argument right there. But at the same time, so should she. You feel me? You see, so should she. So I already told y'all, if y'all just not tuning into this goddamn show, I already told y'all, I don't want to talk about who should have used the rubber, who should have been on birth control. Listen, I don't give a fuck at this point. This story and this discussion starts at, goddamn it, is a goddamn blue strip on the motherfucking stick. It's a plus, not minus. This is what we starting at. Both of them fucked up. Both of them should have, coulda, woulda protected. I don't give a shit. We passed that. Now she's pregnant. Now at this particular point, the man is cut out and dry. Even though he ain't cut out and dry when it comes to child support, he ain't cut out and dry when it comes to everything else that's going to be involved with this child. If he don't do it, he go to jail. Yeah, he got to take care of it. Not the state getting involved. Oh, the state said, no, man, you ain't got nothing to say about this right here, right now. Until she had a baby. Now me and your motherfucking ass. Don't do it, nigga. You can't drive. Goddamn, we're taking your money. We're doing everything. But you ain't got no say in this. And both of them should have been careful. Let's just get that fucking shit clear. But they haven't. They wasn't careful. Then they got
so
fucking pregnant.
He
she got pregnant.
His say
or whatever.
Right then. He
let's
say.
Just say the goddamn man winner. Matter of fact, if the motherfucker had a rubber on and he was trying to protect himself and the motherfucker popped, busted, the bitch poked holes in it, I don't give a shit. Shit happened. At that particular point, the man is done. There is nothing he can do. Unless he goddamn kill her ass, that's the only way he'll get her. You know what I'm saying? But he can't do nothing to the woman after she get pregnant. Now I go on and I stay. And I finish. I can't even get through the synopsis without this shit getting tough. You understand what I'm saying? 347-934-0966. You understand what I'm saying? Like I said, to me that is sexy. You know what I mean? Because why is it that it takes two to make a child, but only one to decide the outcome of an unwanted pregnancy, when both will be responsible if the pregnancy proceeds? If you know a man does not want the child, ladies, if you know a man don't want the child, why would you still have it anyway? Fellas, if a woman has an abortion and you don't want the child, and she go ahead and terminate the pregnancy anyway, would you stay with her? And I'm gonna read this stat that I put at the end of this. It's a stat. Black women account for 56% of abortions in the state of Georgia. We broadcast it live via the web, www.blogtalkradio.com/K-100. We broadcast it live via the web out of Atlanta. So that's why I got this particular stat. Black women account for 56% of abortions in the state of Georgia, but are only 30% of the population. They account for over half the abortions, but we ain't even half of the population. We only 30% of the population. So we say black, we say white, and everybody else in this goddamn state, even though we only 30% of the population, we account for over half of the abortions.
About it.
That's true. I believe it like a motherfucker.
I
have absolutely no reason not to believe that fact. That's from the Department of Human Services. I'm not making that up.
Yeah.
I'm just saying. I believe that fact. Why is that fact so hard to believe? Why?
Well, because when the thing, my thing about that, when it comes to public health care, a lot of black people tend not to have insurance or whatever. So when they get those statistics,
so we ain't talking about the goddamn people that go to Georgia just paying out cash.
Well, I'm talking about like even the white people that go to private type that they don't disclose the information.
They don't disclose the name, but they disclose the race and gender. Yes, they do.
I don't know about all that.
They know the race and gender. They keep track of that. They keep track of that.
I mean, it's
the
sad.
Races.
Either
you may
way,
not know their name and social and where
sad.
They live, but
either way, it's
yeah.
sad, though.
Yeah,
you know,
true.
That's Jay.
Yeah, I believe it. I believe it. It might not be far from me. I believe it. That is what it is.
That's crazy.
It is what it is. You understand what I'm saying? So, here again, here's where we at. 347-934-0966. Where we at with the show, people? A man's right to choose. Now, I'm asking you opinion about the whole shit. But the main question that I was asking, if you're a woman, if you're a female, why would you have a child in the first place if you know the man don't want it? Unless you're religious or anything like that right there. But at the same time, I don't care if you're religious or not. Because if you know that man never wanted to have a pregnancy by you, obviously, if this ain't your fucking husband, I don't want to hear the religious shit because you were just fucking somebody. You were just committing fornication. That's how you got in the situation. So you can say the Bible talk. One sin ain't no better than the other. Fornication, abortion, you're going to burn. So you can just, I don't even want to hear it. You can bring it up, but I'm just going to. Your argument is falling on dead ears today with the whole Bible shit. After you goddamn had a fucking one night stand and got pregnant from this nigga. I don't even want to hear that shit. I'm not even just going to entertain that. I'm just going to kill you. Okay? That's it. All right? Now, with that being said, why would you do that? And fellas, if you was with a girl and she got pregnant and she had an abortion and you wanted to keep the child. Because see, everybody going to try and flip it and just say, oh, it's all about niggas not want to take care of their babies. Niggas not want to goddamn be responsible. Blah, blah, blah. No, no, no. Because even if the man want the goddamn baby, he want to be a good father. He want to be responsible. If that goddamn female wants to, she can go have an abortion and ain't shit he can do to stop it. So that kill your whole fucking fucked up ass argument about that right there. Dead. Bye. It's over. Because see, it ain't like it only work one way. It go for both. Whether he want it or don't want it. It don't matter. He has no say. Two to make the baby. That's what they always say. But only one to decide that particular part. And that's the crucial area. Why? Is it because she carries the baby?
Probably.
That's I already know that's what their logic is, because she carries the child in her womb.
And most of the time, us
that's
the
whole,
female
that's
is
the
one
whole
that
why
end
trying
up
to
taking doing the primary raising. Nine times out of ten, the female primarily raises the child.
Listen, I understand that most of the time. Well, cause see, oh, and here we go again. That's the same thing. Like, why? Even when the child is born, you have to see the whole shit is about unfair and biased. You feel what I'm saying? And sexism. Because you got to prove a motherfucking female on goddamn crack and selling her kids for prostitution in order to get custody of that motherfucker from a woman. It's damn near impossible. If she can be a fucked up mama, she can goddamn go out 7 nights a motherfucking week and leave her goddamn baby with her motherfucking mama, feed that motherfucking McDonald's goddamn every motherfucking day. Meanwhile, you sitting over there, you could cook, and you would sit at home and nurture the child. It don't matter. Unless something happens where that motherfucking child get horned, You cannot take that motherfucking custody away from that goddamn mama. See, the whole system is fucked and sexist in the first place. That's my fucking point. But on this, the whole shit is. What you smacking about?
Man, that's not absolutely true, though. How you gonna say it's sexist?
Man, come on, man. We gonna be real about the conversation. True. Come on, man. You're not gonna be real about the conversation?
Because you have to think of the roles that the parents play. You have the mother.
Shit.
No.
See, that's probably
that makes the difference.
Right.
That makes all the difference. Just like we were talking about the double standards before, it's different because the female is the nurturer, the one that takes care, and all that. Like you said, yeah, you got to prove it.
Why? Who said that? I nurture my kids.
You do too, but I'm saying most of the time, a female is the one that's primarily taking care of that child. And the man's role is primarily to be a provider. That's the way our society is set up,
mm-hmm.
period, point blank. That's the way it's set up.
Okay. But
like it or not.
Okay, but we back on the whole topic at hand. When it pop off and when it go down, when the girl look at the goddamn stick at that particular point and she pregnant, and for those of y'all that's just tuning in because my lines are starting to fill up, I don't want to talk about who should have used the rubber or who should have got there. Look, we're going to keep saying this every fucking 5 minutes because more people get online. I'm going to keep saying this shit. We starting this whole conversation at the goddamn stick is goddamn blue. It's a plus sign, okay? We don't give a fuck about who should have had a condom on and up. Listen, okay, maybe he should have, and maybe she should have. You feel me? But when it comes down to taking care of the child, when it comes down to money and all that, it's always this whole bit. It takes two to make the baby. Well, I got that. It takes two. You damn right. He need to take care. He need to pay. He need to blah, 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 and all this. And especially when it comes down to a husband and wife, because goddamn, when he got them get a divorce, she do deserve half. She was there, blah, blah, blah. Oh, but if the motherfucking wife get goddamn pregnant, the wife get pregnant and the husband say, I want to have my child, the motherfucking wife can go down there and terminate the pregnancy. All he can do is just get a divorce and leave her. That's the worst he can do to her. But he cannot stop her from doing it. Ain't shit he can do to save the life of that child and have it if he wants to, and vice versa. So all y'all who want to get on the line and run your motherfucking gator about he just don't want to take care of his responsibility, blah, 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 it's been happening in reverse before. You feel what I'm saying? Men have wanted to keep the child, and women said, fuck that, I don't want it, and women terminated. And a man can't do shit about it. So I don't even want to hear that shit. I'm talking about it both ways. Yeah, I know maybe it happens the other way most of the time, but who gives a fuck? For the night show, we know it goes both ways. I'm not going to slight one part of it. I'm not going to slight either side of this coin. You feel what I'm saying? I'm opening up the line. I'm ready. Because you already, if you know me, you already know how I feel about this shit. And I got kids, and I love my kids. I don't give a fuck. That shit don't change my mind about how I feel about this particular scenario. You still, as a man, get shitted on after the fact.
Oh, well, so what? Okay.
What you mean, oh, well, so what? When you need some motherfucking child support. I tell you like this right here. Oh well, suck it up. You feel what I'm saying?
First and the
15th. Well, it is what it is. It ain't like my internet radio show finna change the goddamn law. You know what I'm saying? But this motherfucking show is about my motherfucking opinion, and I got one.
And
goddamn,
I got one too.
And
suck
goddamn,
it up.
The whole motherfucking point is this some motherfucking bullshit.
Oh well.
We can go back and forth.
One for the women.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Like I said, we'll give y'all all the other women. Let us have that one. Let us have that one back. Let us have a goddamn say so. Matter of fact. You know what? Let's just do it like this before I go to the line. I'm going to the lines after this. We got people on the line. 347-934-0966. Let's just do it like this. Let's just say, would you be opposed to if a woman is having a pregnancy by a man and the man don't want the baby, if he signs a waiver saying, look, I have absolutely nothing to do with this, no rights, no nothing over the child. I can't have nothing, absolutely nothing to do about it, nothing to say with it, whatever. If you sign that, which you can do, if you sign that, sign over something, giving up your parental rights because you like, I don't even want the baby, blah, blah, blah. at that point right there, if you sign that and formally give it to the state or whatever like that right there, should it go ahead and be on her? So she knows from this point on, I'm already having a baby by somebody.
If you sign something like that, it's gonna but it don't work like that.
But it don't work like that. You can't even do that.
Well,
you can give away your parental rights up to a certain degree, but at the same time, unless you like giving the child up for adoption or some shit like that, when you do that and all that, and the child is adopted and all that. But technically, you know what I'm saying? In most states, that shit ain't gonna stop you from getting hit with child support or anything else that comes with that. And if you're a wife or a husband, you can't
now,
even
I
do that. You know
I
what I'm saying?
I
if you're a husband, you can't even do that shit.
I feel like if you're married, you should have to have your spouse's consent.
Exactly. But you don't have to.
Only if you're married.
But you don't have to.
I know you don't.
Right.
I would go with that, though.
Right.
I would go with that because, like, you're married.
Right.
Both parties should have a say-so in that. Now, if you're not married, nigga, you know what?
But
it is what it is.
That's the crazy part. Even
it
if you're married.
It is
what it
is. I know even if you're married, you still don't have to have her consent. But I would go with that before saying, like, any man on the street can say, well, you know, I don't want the baby.
Uh-huh.
Now, you don't, nigga,
Nick
whatever.
What? Nick,
it's still great. Now it goes back to what you don't want to talk about.
What
it
I don't want
to
talk about.
What you don't want to talk about. You be more careful about who you fight.
Well, we already passed that.
We already passed it.
That.
Right.
I'm going to the line. 347-934-0966. I'm going down the row. Veronica McNair's first. 561's next. 615 you after that. You dig? Go ahead, Veronica.
Man, it's about time you opened up the line. I was like, good God, dog, man. God, dog. But anyway. That's kind of messed up. You know, it's very unfortunate.
You agree with me?
It's very unfortunate. It really is. I mean, it's...
You wouldn't get out of the way. I can't believe you agree with me. I thought you were going to imagine.
Mm-mm.
Wow.
I mean, the thing is and it's because of society, and you can, we can hash all that stuff out. It's just the way things are, and unfortunately, people slip through the loopholes. And you know, if we done passed all that, and you say we at the blue line or the blue strip or the dope pink strip or whatever you want to say, and it's like, okay, he told you he didn't want a baby,
right?
And you're pregnant,
right?
You know, so it's like. It's just unfortunate. I mean, you know how I am. I like to kind of analyze and really dig down deep. But it's like, okay, you know, if she was saying I want some sex, and he was like, look, I don't want no baby, so such and such, you know what I'm saying? She like, but I want some, and then give her some. She's like, okay, you get pregnant now. I ain't getting a snip, snip, whatever. So, I mean, all that, I guess, is water under the bridge. It just depends. But it's unfortunate that fathers don't have a say, the ones who want to have a say-so don't have more of a say-so, you know, whereas I want a baby, you know, and it should be more red tape. I think if women couldn't just go get abortions willy-nilly and men had more of a say-so, that would push that red tape and say, hold on, you need to have the father, you know, the father with this. If they don't, you know, then we have this and this, you know, it will make it a lot harder for women to just get abortions. But I agree with you, it's unfortunate, you know. So
right.
Now he's stuck, and then he's gonna have to pay child support when he's like, I didn't want a baby.
Right, exactly.
You
and
know?
it goes both ways. I want to remind everybody on the show that's raising their hand before I come to you, this goes both ways. This ain't about, it's not even about if a guy don't even want to have a child. It's about if a guy want to have a child.
Right,
he
like you said, if I want,
he still
right.
don't have to say. He still
he,
have to,
he
even
doesn't.
If it's his wife, even if that's his wife, he can't say shit if she gonna get an abortion.
Yeah,
he can divorce
crazy.
Her ass,
that's crazy.
But he can't even stop his wife from getting a fucking abortion.
Right, and that's
y'all
his child, you know.
Yeah. Don't nobody argue with me tonight. That shit is not. That shit is no way, shape, or form fair. You can't find nothing about that that's right.
It's
not.
Not.
Yeah.
Especially, you know, if he, I mean, not if you're married, and even if you, I mean, if you're married, even if you're not married, even if that dad is like, I want this child, I want to help take care of this child, I'm going to do whatever it is I have to do, because really, technically, the only thing the difference between a married person and two single people is some paper, and we all know how easy it is, really, to just go get that paper shredded up, you see what I'm saying?
That,
so,
amen.
You know, for the dad to say, I want a part in this child's life. I'm going to help you take care of it. And the mom's like, no, for whatever reason. And then she goes and ends the life. Then that's not fair to him either. So regardless whether you're married or whether you're not, fathers should have more say-so, you know?
Exactly. All right. All right. So we're going to the next one. Stay on the line, being hitting number one. You know, you hear some more craziness, all right?
All right.
All right. I got one female on my side so far. One female. Let's go to 561-396-615. You up next. 561, you on the air.
Hello, how are you?
How you doing? What's going on?
I'm fine. I'm calling from Palm Beach, and I agree with you. I kind of agree with you.
Really?
But, yes, I do. Especially, like, when you were talking about the guys not having to say so. But also when you were saying about signing over his rights, that he wants to sign over his rights. Okay, he signs over his rights telling the female that it's all on her. Don't ask him for nothing or whatever. He can't be put on child support for that. Okay, what happens when that child grows up in 18 years and becomes famous? And now all of a sudden he wants, you know, his part. He the daddy now. Then what happens to that
part?
You know what I got
for him?
Kill himself.
Listen, nigga, kill yourself. That's what I got for that nigga. Off top. Hell no, nigga, you can't get nothing.
Because
Jack,
you know
daddy,
a lot of...
Jack Daddy don't deserve nothing. This nigga trying to sue LeBron. Put the nigga where you was at. Hell no, don't get a nigga shit. I ain't finna goddamn cut no chases with these niggas out here. No, he don't deserve shit. But if you want to sign that motherfucking paper, I tell you one thing. If it was like that, and a man could go down there and do that, I bet you a whole bunch of these gold digging bitches out here will stop goddamn getting knocked up by these niggas for money thinking that they got a free check. And let's not play games like that ain't going down.
Yeah.
Let's not play games like them hoes don't exist. Okay?
That's true, too. But, you know, a lot of guys do that. They don't want nothing to do with a child. They don't want to take care of their responsibility. But then at the end of the day, you know, when it's all said and done, when this child became famous or they done hit big, here they come running like they've been all their life. I agree with you, what you're saying 100%, but I just don't like that part of the fact that comes behind that. You don't want them to do in the beginning, but at the end when there's a prize or you're trying to do something good now, okay, that's my son, that's my daughter. I don't think that's fair either.
Right, right. That's totally not fair, and I totally agree with you. Real quick, my fucking co-host is fucking late, and he just got in here.
Hey,
P-Reg Affiliated is in the building. Hey, I'll tell y'all motherfucker
what.
I'm
telling people time again. Before we go to the next one, yes, what you got to say to you?
Y'all dirty bitches, stop trying to get pregnant by a rapper.
What is wrong with this guy? He's already coming in here.
Yeah, because you're going to be pregnant with about five other girls at the same time.
No, you're going to be pregnant with that East End bitch.
All right, come right some of them balls.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what you do.
Bitch, make a free throw. Do something. Make a layup,
oh,
bitch.
Oh, y'all showing out.
I'm just saying. But for real though, on some real shit though, I'm glad I got two females and I'm going 615 next. You feel me? And I got two females that pretty much agree with me. So why is it not in effect? Is it why?
Because realistically, for real, a lot of these females stop fucking playing. When you wanna be with a dude. The first thing your ass end up praying, the first thing you be, they, a lot of them be like, all right, now, you know, he got to be around me. Let's keep this shit real. Real talk. Now, if it's somebody you didn't want to be with, no way, oh, now you don't have no problem with it. He can have all the say-so in the world if he don't want the baby.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? But then if it's somebody you digging, it's like, oh, yeah, now he got to stay around. Let you be in love with that nigga. You going to kill his baby? For
right.
real?
Well, females still to realize the baby don't hold no man. A baby don't
it
hold
don't.
No man.
It don't,
and you're exactly right.
It
you
don't.
Are exactly right.
It ain't gonna
right.
do nothing. First of all,
but
I'm
a lot
you,
of females
I'm
don't understand.
I'm gonna tell you something right now, man. From a male point of view, I'm gonna tell you as a male, that's a quick way to get rid of a nigga. You
no,
feel
me?
If you make a nigga, if you make a nigga commit to some shit like that, and first of all, and then a whole bunch of women gonna call up here, might be on the show, and they might say some shit like, you know what I'm saying? They might say something like, oh, well.
Oh, that's
Nico. Oh, this dude done got him set his car alarm off right by the window. I can hear this shit. Can y'all hear that? Get that motherfucker off. Listen,
Listen, a lot of females, what females better realize is if you put that kind of shit on a man really don't want it. If a man really never really wanted a child from you, you feel me? You already know what you is to a man, or hopefully you know. And if he fools your ass, that's on your motherfucking monkey ass. If you thought you was motherfucking really goddamn the main chick and you like chicken up a four, kill your damn self. Goddamn, where was your antennas? You understand what I'm saying?
Made you look.
You feel me? But for real though, I'm just saying, you need to check yourself, because if that man expressly tell you, look here, it ain't going like down, you know, I ain't trying to have no baby by you like that, we ain't like that right there, and you still having it, thinking that this is going to make this nigga stay around, or because you know this nigga got long bread, you feel me? And you know you're going to be able to get in this nigga pocket for the next 18 years. You understand what I'm saying? See, these are the type of the reasons why it really should be that a man can have some kind of say. And even especially if y'all can keep talking or whatever, but even if y'all don't want to buy that scenario, what about the husband? What about the husband?
Now, the husband should
you
have
feel what I'm saying?
No
God damn.
What, that should be like a law right there.
You know what I'm saying?
I don't
see how
a wife
what about
goes
the
to the clinic and
yeah.
just be like, you know, and you're married.
Right.
I don't, that's just crazy. Yeah.
But she can. As
but
it stands,
can,
as it stands, she can.
That's totally not right.
That's the law, okay?
Okay, the funny part, as you said, the husband, the funny part is I just thought about, okay, you know how sometimes, you know, husbands cheat.
Right.
I think if it was a say-so, what a husband could tell his wife, okay, to keep it or abort, if he goes out and creep, I don't think it should be a say-so for him. Whatever happens between him and that other lady, it should happen. Because, first of all, you shouldn't be out creeping on your wife.
I mean...
So you shouldn't have no say-so in the whole situation of she should abort or keep the child. But if it just goes between a man and a wife, okay, I agree with you, you know, he should have a say-so. But if you're stepping outside your marriage, you shouldn't have shit to say.
And what if, as a matter of fact, while she's saying that...
I know
about,
women do it, step what, outside their marriage and get pregnant.
Yes, what about them, kill them hoes? What about the bitches who know a motherfucking nigga married? You fucking a married man, bitch.
They
and then you
get shit.
Pregnant.
Them hoes shouldn't get shit.
You should, these hoes get child.
They
don't
get
child for everything. You feel
get,
me?
Hey, they want to get
pregnant. That man, I mean, yes. We already know the man should not be cheating, but goddamn. Even a goddamn woman knowing she having a baby by a married man, he still don't got no say.
Alicia,
then, on top of that, the government gonna be on her side.
Alicia,
how you doing? How
you doing, Alicia? In that case, the government should.
Right.
You know, that was a case about that too. You know.
Yeah, he lost.
He lost. Well,
got tried. You know what I'm saying? The wife tried to sue a mistress to stop her from getting child support and getting money from the husband.
Oh, nah, that ain't gonna
and
happen.
Shit didn't work. They was like, hell no.
You
that
wasn't
baby.
Gonna happen. The baby
still
already
like,
him.
I'm just saying.
That ain't gonna happen.
They tried to got the husband in that case. The husband tried to make the woman to get abortion, and she kept anyway. I remember that. I know a case. The husband, he fucked up, and then he was like, I don't want you to have this baby. I'm married. Blah 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 and all this. He wanted her to get an abortion. She said, fuck that. I'm having my goddamn baby. And then goddamn it, the wife. Tried to goddamn sue the goddamn mistress. You know what I'm saying? Trying to stop her from getting goddamn.
She the dumb hoe. She
should have
lost.
Why she should have lost?
She
a dumb hoe. That bitch don't deserve
no
goddamn
money. You this nigga and try to take up for him after what?
It ain't about that.
It is about
no,
that.
No, it ain't. It's about the fact that bitch had
no.
That motherfucking baby.
No.
All about her got himself. Made the decision all about her got himself.
No, she didn't
do
it.
It took 2 hours to make the baby. It took 2 hours to make the baby. It took 2 hours and why couldn't take 2 hours to make the
baby? One of them should have been at home with his fucking wife.
Man, I don't give a fuck about it. See, now you want to have your baby. Everything.
The wife was trying to save herself, because at the end of the day, if the nigga lose his job, the child support coming out her fucking check.
That well, she
so she trying to save herself.
Fuss his ass quick. Divorce
man.
And change your name.
Well,
don't file
crazy.
Your taxes together.
Man.
Yeah, so once you marry, it's not no longer you, it's us. So.
No, it ain't us! That ain't fucking us! It ain't fucking us! God damn it, when you can make a fucking decision like that by your goddamn self, how the fuck is it us? When it's us?
But that's how it is with the government. When you file your taxes, this nigga, if he owed back child support, it's coming out of her taxes too.
It ain't fucking us! It's only us some of the time. But it ain't always us. Because when it comes down to that shit, ain't no us. It's you, bitch. Next caller. I'm going there. Thank you for calling in, though. Appreciate you supporting the show.
All right, no problem.
Stay on the line. I'm going to my home girl. Candy, what's popping, baby?
What's up?
What's going
on? I'm with you 110%.
Of course.
110%.
I think we give women too much power over all of that. You know what I'm saying? We give them too much power. They need to come out with a birth control for men, like a pill they take where they can't reproduce at that time, whenever they get ready to. You know what I'm saying? Because I grew up without a daddy. I know how I feel. It ain't about money. It ain't about the check. It ain't about nothing like that. It's about having your mama and daddy there. You know what I'm saying? And somebody that want to be there, not forced to be there. You know what I'm saying?
Now, I don't know. I know you listen to the show. I know a lot of people listen to my show. And actually, I'm really dead serious. I actually, myself, personally, I've been looking into the vasectomy.
I think that's
shit.
A good-ass idea.
You feel me? Because nowadays...
I don't think you should get a vasectomy. They should invent a birth control pill because women are careless. They want to love. You know what I'm saying? Oh, I'm in love with this nigga. Let me make a baby. You know what I'm saying? That shit crazy.
Yeah, but I'm saying, I got two, listen. I got two of my close friends, two of my very close friends that had it done, and they like, I'm telling you, first of all, it's totally reversible. They can always go get it reversed. Their insurance paid for it. They went and got it done. They said it took like, they was healed up in like a week and a half, right back at it, and now they totally, they good. Can't nobody, they can't have no unwanted pregnancies. Fellas.
Right.
Y'all need to look into that shit because I'm definitely doing my homework, my research.
I need a man to have one.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I don't mind getting it done. But we talking about like you said, for the purpose of the show, we talking about that hasn't happened yet. And goddamn it, she's goddamn pissed on the stick and that motherfucker blew. You understand? This is where the story starts for the show tonight.
And you know what? And I like niggas with money. But one thing I would never do is try to trap a nigga with a baby. That, like she said, that's the quickest way to get rid of a nigga is to try to trap him with a baby. You know what I'm saying?
Right. Exactly.
That shit is crazy. I don't understand that. Another thing y'all was talking about is I got a lot of homegirls that got their kids, you know what I'm saying? But I got a couple of homeboys that take care of their kids, and they have custody of their kids. Why do niggas take care of their kids better than the bitches do? If you ever look at it, you know what I'm saying, and go to a nigga house, the house is clean, shit picked up, the kid is clean. You go to a bitch house, the kid eating McDonald's, like you said, ramen noodles all day. You know what I'm saying?
I'm saying if it came to the point where that man got custody, that bitch had to be fucked up.
This bitch is a nurse, nigga. He got out of prison and got his child. The bitch is a nurse. She just said she don't want no kids. She paid him child support. You see what I'm saying?
How often you see that?
Yeah,
you know
what exactly.
I mean, that's like, I really don't. Do you know anybody like that?
Who? What?
Do you know anybody
that's like
that?
I know a couple of niggas like that.
But the wife, but ain't nothing wrong with the mama. Like, she ain't on dope.
I mean, not really. She don't know shit like that.
A lot of niggas just know this shit, though.
Go ahead, P-Reg.
But, you know, Lil Reg, you know, I got to swear, yo, Lil Reg, you know what I'm saying? Actually, when I took him running road, me and his mama made a decision. But, you know, we worked that shit out in the court. Uh-huh. You know what I'm saying? But I actually took my son when he was like 6 years old.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
But in order for you to do that, something had to be what was up with the mama.
She was fucked up.
Right.
She was really
fucked
up.
That's what I'm saying.
Let me tell you, this is how I won.
Uh-huh.
Because her lawyer and my lawyer, we was going back and forth. I said, you know what? Get that bitch a drug test.
Uh-huh.
And the goddamn judge said, you know what? I'm going to do that. We're going to hold recess. We're going to get both of y'all a test.
Uh-huh.
I said, cool.
Right.
Nigga came back. Positive marijuana, nigga. And I was on deck, nigga, right then and now.
Right.
On deck, nigga.
Right.
They recessed that shit for like goddamn 2 hours.
Uh-huh.
Came back.
Right.
Cocaine and motherfucking marijuana, nigga.
Right.
So, nigga, the ball started rolling from then on. Nigga.
But see, that's not the majority of the time,
yeah,
though.
Yeah.
That's the thing. Right. That's not the majority. It's most females, you have those females where, yeah, the man is a better parent,
mm-hmm,
and is going to take care of and provide for the child better than the female. But a lot of times, you know,
the females do
what they're supposed to do.
But listen, if you start, I'm going to just tell you what the judge told me. even if a man come in there and they just take that step and start that motherfucking process,
they already know that you trying to do it.
No, they gonna take that mother. Yeah. They not gonna. If I'm gonna say, it's hard as fuck for a man to actually get custody.
Yeah.
But they gonna send that woman through the motherfucking ringer. They gonna give her all the chances in the world to try to motherfucking get her child back before they goddamn
yeah.
take her motherfucking rights. Believe that.
Right. Right.
You know what I'm saying? I don't give. I'm telling
yeah.
y'all, no, I don't
right.
give a fuck.
Yeah.
But if she motherfucking missed them classes, missed anything in this documented nigga, at the end or whatever, when you come back to court, that's what the decision's gonna be made on.
Mm-hmm.
And goddamn, the man gonna get the motherfucking child.
When,
and
when it comes to that, those laws are kind of changing now. Because before
yeah,
it was automatic
now.
That the woman,
right.
like you said, unless she just totally
you.
Fucked
right,
up,
right, right.
she gonna get the child. But those things are kind of changing.
Okay,
because
right.
there
okay,
are more
cool.
men that's stepping up
that's
and
right.
taking
right.
care of it.
Right, right.
Yes.
I know a lot.
Yes.
I know
yes.
some niggas just like
hey,
that. They got
hey, I got a, hey, nigga, I got
that's
a,
right. And
a
lot cool.
of people don't know that about me, nigga. I got a stupid folder, nigga, for me just going to court back and forth and all that shit with the blood test legitimate. I'm talking like, nigga, they take you through the motherfucking ringer, nigga.
Oh, yeah.
No way, yeah. but also I say this to all the fellas that's gonna do that, nigga. It take a real nigga to do that, cause you really gotta ask yourself, nigga, am I a good father or am I not? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
If you know that's a possibility that might be your motherfucking child, nigga, you need to go through with it, cause I ain't no real nigga. I know as in me, nigga, I couldn't lay down and sleep at night if I didn't know, goddamn, if that nigga was my son or not. You know what I'm saying? So shit, I had to do what I had to motherfucking do, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
All right,
and just goddamn, you know what I'm saying? I'm 10 toes down with it, nigga. So, bitch, you goddamn motherfucker play with me if they motherfucker want to, nigga. I know. I don't been.
Right. Okay.
Right.
So
thing,
I'm talking about the whole motherfucking nine, nigga. I've been through it.
Okay. So
and
I.
Another
I'm,
thing.
Go ahead.
And another thing, I think before they leave the hospital, it should be mandatory. If you married or not, everybody claiming he the daddy, because we already know it's that bitch. Baby, but we don't know if it's the nigga, you know, if that's his child. They should make them have DNA tests right before they leave the hospital.
When they married.
Even if you married.
But if you ain't married and the nigga don't want to do it, he ain't going to be at the hospital.
Hold on.
You know what I'm saying?
Hold on. I got two niggas now.
It should be mandatory.
How?
No, they can't get a DNA test before they leave.
I feel that.
No, you gotta go through the process. How? You gotta go. You can't because you can't. You
but
can't,
no, here's
that
the,
mean anybody can just she can just say whoever. Baby, blah,
here's
blah,
the thing about that.
Blah,
this thing called doctor-patient confidentiality.
Right.
They cannot force anyone else to be there.
I'm not saying that. I'm just saying the nigga that's there with her. I'm not saying they should make another nigga come. But if it's a nigga there with her, that's my child. He should go ahead and take. They should make him take a DNA test before he signs that birth certificate. You know what I'm saying?
A lot of these hoes be fucked up.
I'm running out of free evidence. I got a cousin and my partner right now who in the feds. You know what I'm saying? Free auto. Hey, that nigga was going back and forth with this bitch, man, on a child that was 9 years old.
Uh-huh.
I took that nigga to get the motherfucking DNA test when that motherfucker came back. First of all, it was negative, nigga.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
My other partner, Mike, you know what I'm saying? That's in the 12. The same thing, nigga. Took a motherfucking DNA test, nigga, and the baby went motherfucking healed.
Right.
After going to jail, nigga, goddamn 10 motherfucking years off and on straight, nigga, through the ringer.
Right.
You know what
but
I'm saying?
But what took him so long to get the test?
He just got tired of motherfucking going to jail, nigga.
But why?
Going to jail for what?
But not child
support.
What the hell took him 10 years, though?
Yeah,
I don't motherfucking know.
That's crazy on his part.
And then I got a partner, Lil D, that got down, that was,
right.
that had a chick and got another chick pregnant.
Uh-huh.
And he had no told, well, actually, he was married, told his wife and everything.
Ooh.
Got the process, you know what I'm saying? They going through the process and everything.
Uh-huh.
And it wasn't even his baby. Man, he could have just kept that shit closed, man. Wouldn't even
right.
his motherfucking.
Let me kill him. Nigga, why in the fuck would you even tell your wife about anything, nigga, until she
had because actually, the bitch was out with the baby and saw him and his wife at the bank and just got down.
Right.
Hey.
See,
this is what it is right here.
Okay.
They got down and he was like, go ahead.
And this is what we're trying to stop. This is what the fucking show is about. Episode motherfucking 45. A man's right to choose, because I know he told that punk asshole and that punk ass bitch knew he was married in the first place. So in the first motherfucking place, that hoe should never even been allowed to goddamn have a baby if the man didn't want no parts of it. And even if he motherfucking did, goddamn it, she shouldn't goddamn be able to roll up on a nigga ass for nothing, because she already told you, bitch, you know I'm married, you know it ain't nothing, and the bitch wanted to have it anyway, direct the happy home, kill that fucking hoe.
And
until the motherfucking laws get changed, kill the fucking law.
Hey, and nigga, in my case, this like gangster war.
What?
Nigga, I didn't even know the bitch was pregnant. I had been started fucking with the bitch.
Uh-huh.
No, my number been the same since goddamn 94, nigga. No, uh-huh. 92, 94.
Right.
The bitch called me like 7-8 months later, nigga, like, hey, nigga, I'm pregnant. I'm 3,000 on that hoe. No, not me.
Why wouldn't you?
No, man, shit.
Why wouldn't you?
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we gonna have to goddamn get some DNA.
Oh yeah,
I been there, done
they
that.
They sell them in the store now.
Been there, done that.
Should be mandatory.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it should be mandatory.
Right. Yeah, but at the end of the day, nigga, I just was like, you know what? As me being a man, nigga, I just couldn't sleep when that shit really hit the fan.
Right.
I just couldn't sleep saying that goddamn. I wanted is, you know what I'm saying? This my son.
But the whole point is, if you told that motherfucking female off the top. First of all, she called your ass 7-8 months later, and she's 7-8 months motherfucking pregnant, or the baby already motherfucking here, that automatically should cut that whole head off anyway, because you already passed the point of no return.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm talking about bitches need to goddamn have a motherfucking form signed as soon as they find out from the doctor. Sign saying you did inform the daddy or the motherfucker you think the daddy or anything like that, and let that man in on the motherfucking decision if you think he the daddy or whatever. And then if he turned out to not be the motherfucking daddy and you said he was motherfucking daddy, bitch, you don't need to get nothing else from nobody else.
For real, nigga.
Cause they behind
for real.
Hold
on.
Yeah, for real.
Nine times out of ten, when a woman's making a decision, she really don't know if it's between one or two.
They always claim it take two to make it and all this other shit. It takes two to make the baby. But when it comes down to having the baby, only one motherfucker get to make the decision. Only y'all.
Period.
That's not fair. Even if it's your motherfucking wife, it don't matter.
Right.
That's some motherfucking bullshit. All right, Candy. Thank you.
You're welcome.
All right, going to the next caller.
11-8 people.
Caller, you on the air.
2011.
What's happening?
Who this?
It's Peaches.
Hey, where the hell you been, Miss Peaches?
I did it.
I thought you were goddamn wrong. What the hell?
I
thought the internet got cut off and shit. I thought you lost your job or something.
Miss Peaches, you must not be juicing no more, because you ain't calling in every day.
No, I'm busy. Summertime is my busy season.
What you do, cut grass?
I cut grass. I cut plenty of grass. I cut enough grass to do the shit I need to do.
Whatever.
You got something against that?
No, I don't.
Hey, I do.
Yeah,
I do my grass.
Well, you can pay me. I got a crew to come out there and cut it.
No, I want you to cut it. Fucking crew.
I don't cut grass.
Yeah. Hey, I want you to come out. I'll just come out there and cut that thing and
them
duke for hours.
All right, listen, I see you've been on here for a minute listening, so go ahead and tell us what you think about it.
I'm 100% on your side.
Yay!
With this bullshit.
Hey, all the motherfucking ladies on my side, right here next to me. Fuck you! Nobody's out here next to me trying to goddamn argue me down. Ladies, y'all keeping that shit 100. Tell me why I'm right, Miss
Peachy.
Go ahead.
First of all, when a bitch get pregnant by a nigga,
uh-huh.
She already know what type of nigga it is that she getting pregnant by.
This nigga
done told her already he don't want to be with her, don't want no kids.
Right.
That's, you know what I'm saying? Or the nigga done told her, you know, baby, look, you know, I want us to be together, raise a family. You know what type of nigga you getting your ass pregnant by.
Right.
And the fucked up thing about it is, you know what, like Candy said, it's not even about no money and all that. You raising fucked up generations off of niggas who don't want you, don't want the baby. Now you got a child here to ask about his daddy, but he ain't never want to have nothing to do with him. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So,
I mean, that's crazy,
just,
right?
Yeah.
That's crazy. And then the man had absolutely no say whatsoever on the decision when she decided to do that. But everybody.
But you know what? It could be the wrong.
The killer is the killer. The whole shit is fucked up for men, period. But the killer is when the motherfucker is married. But them same motherfucking courts gonna take that nigga down through there trying to get every chico. The same motherfuckers gonna tell this man he owe her half of this, all this other motherfucking money and all that because they was married. But this, oh, she got all these motherfucking white rights as a wife and all that shit. But when it comes down to something, that goddamn, even if he want to keep the baby, his motherfucking wife can go right down to that motherfucking clinic and have a motherfucking abortion, and it ain't shit he can do. She don't need his consent. She don't need shit.
Yeah, that fucked
but
up.
But nigga, oh, but the crack's gonna give him everything. Everything that she can give him, he can have if they split up, though. She got that kind of power. But I can't make them stop you from goddamn killing my baby if I want to keep it. Or decide I don't want to have no more, and you go do it. Fuck you doing? What?
You know what?
Y'all are not finna argue me down about this bullshit.
I feel sorry for niggas in this situation. Yeah, y'all get the short end of the stick in this situation every time. You know what I'm saying?
But I know how we can win.
It's.
I hope you weren't here. Hold on. Go ahead. No, you know what? Go ahead, Missy. I'm not entertaining you, Red.
No, we can win, though.
Go ahead, PJ. I'm not listening to P. Go ahead, Miss Peaches. Go ahead, Miss
Peaches. Not if you can win.
Don't listen to P. Ignore P, please.
I know how we can win, though. Shit.
Go ahead, say it, P.
Stop fucking these motherfucking no good motherfucking bitches, nigga. That's how we can motherfucking win.
And the bitches need to stop fucking no good ass niggas. You're right. You're 100% right.
Motherfucking ass
need to stop fucking no good ass motherfuckers. That's why the shit goes down like that.
But we know, and y'all ain't know who's no good and right, but you still want to get that, we still want to get that pussy.
I like a nigga.
But any motherfucker know that fuck with me, I'm picky. I'm picky as a motherfucker, so, nigga, my dick ain't coming out this motherfucking river before your motherfucker got them river rat bitches. You know what I'm saying?
You're just saying, though. Just like, you know what?
It's a river rat.
But just like you said, I can hardly hear y'all because y'all breaking up real bad, so I'm trying to put together what y'all saying.
He said he's not fucking any river rat bitches, therefore he's not worried about scandalous bitches, but I'm like, you can never tell, it don't even matter.
You had to take your baby mama to court, and you got tested, you had to get custody of your son. So,
right.
No, she might not have been that to you, you know what I'm saying, when you was messing with her. But just like Blue said, shit, you can never tell.
You can't never tell. You never really know how it's going to go down.
I knew better, I just didn't do better.
That's everybody. Every bitch know what type of nigga she having that baby by. She know the nigga don't want no child, and she having it anyway. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, sometimes if she fucks more than one person, she may say one motherfucker's the dad, and then the other motherfucker ain't the dad, and blah, 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 and all that. Then when it come back full circle, nobody really had any kind of goddamn say. The nigga who thought it was his or the nigga who's written, nobody has any say. The woman has ultimate power in this scenario right here. Ultimate power. You know what them bitches need to start realizing?
When you in a motherfucking fucked up situation like that, bitch, know that when this baby come out, it's you. All you, on you.
Man,
you do
listen,
you and the child.
Take that shit to the stake, man.
No, check this out, though. Okay, like you said, like, all the females have agreed, but guess what? We would not be having this discussion if that was the majority of females.
What you mean?
These bitches, they not feel what you saying. They obviously not feel like. Obviously, most females do not feel like, well, shit, if he don't want the baby, I ain't gonna have the baby. Because if they did, we wouldn't be having this discussion, and society would not be in the situation that it's in right now.
How you know that? Hold on. A lot of niggas want reparations and we ain't got it, goddammit. What you talking about? That don't mean shit. Every nigga in goddamn society wants reparations and we ain't getting the motherfucking thing.
I know.
It don't matter. That's what the fuck these goddamn white. Listen, man. Let's hold the fuck. Goddamn it. Let's not make this goddamn shit seem like it's all about really just women. It's goddamn other entities and forces that's involved in this motherfucking decision-making process. Like the motherfucking goddamn court system who need all these goddamn niggas to keep going to jail for motherfucking child support.
and getting all this motherfucking
but y'all,
money.
But y'all keep
and
falling
all, and
into the dumbass trap.
Okay,
quit falling into
okay,
that
yeah,
shit.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
you said,
yeah.
we already
passed yeah, yeah,
that.
Yeah, we already
passed
all that. I'm
but, okay, you're done with it, but that's a major factor in this whole situation.
It ain't no
factor
to the women.
It is for the women, too.
It ain't no factor to the women.
It is. It should be.
They don't want to have it. Goddamn it. They got them. It costs $300. It's over. If they got insurance, a co-payment.
Hey, look.
All right? A lot of people are fucking blank. So where the hell you talking about? You know what I'm saying?
Hey, a lot of niggas ain't gonna like this shit, right? Look, let me tell you the hardest thing I found out.
What?
A lot of niggas ain't gonna like this shit, because it just pure cut down the motherfucking truth, because I went through it, nigga.
Right.
You know, if a, just say your baby mama motherfucking call you,
uh-huh.
and she be like, I need this, I need that,
right.
I need whatever.
Right.
Nigga, when you mother, and you be like, well, shit, I ain't got it.
Right.
Nigga, when you hang that motherfucking phone up.
Uh-huh.
She still got to come up with it, right?
Right.
I never really understood that shit, nigga, so
what
I had to go through it.
Both of y'all need to be trying to come up with it for real nigga.
But if
I'm saying,
you're
a real nigga.
If you're a real nigga,
but
bitch.
I never understood that shit until I got cussed on my phone, dog, like real talk. I never really understood, like, the emotional and the, like, that shit, when you motherfucking, when nigga that, yo life. That's what you're doing.
But
see,
it's a whole bunch of shit that goes into what you just said. Because you having a conversation with a motherfucker, like, okay, like that, like it's just that cut and dry. If you a nigga that's paying motherfucking $700 a motherfucking month for child support, bitch, why you calling that nigga phone about what the fuck you need? Where them seven went?
Hold on, I'm finna ask you.
You gotta explain that to me first before you talk about my phone asking.
Hold on, I'm gonna tell you this.
If you're on child support.
Hold on, listen. I'm gonna tell you this shit.
Now, if you ain't on child support and she call you and she like, you need nigga, you are and you ain't even got the white folks on you, boy, you need to get them bitch there and go buy it.
Hold on. Because
you ain't even got them folks breathing on your neck, so whatever you need, you try to work it out. But when you paying a lot of money, this nigga's on child support and motherfuckers still feel like they gotta do this and do that. Hell, I got the motherfucking sister. I'm trapped. Oh, I'm over here. This web. Hell, if I don't pay, I don't talk to you. I talk to them. You feel what I'm saying?
Hold on,
you
say
can't
this.
Just blank.
Let me say this.
Like that.
I'm gonna tell you what a lady judge told me when I paid. I paid child support for 3 years now.
Right.
I'm gonna tell you what this lady judge told me.
Right.
These are her exact words, nigga. When court was in session, she said, "If y'all women in my courtroom right now today receiving child support, if y'all get up here and testify about." He don't come pick the baby up. He don't do this. He don't do that. I'm going to stop y'all motherfucking child support right now. She was like, I'm going to cancel your child support.
Uh-huh.
Nigga, about 70 people walked out the motherfucking courtroom.
Uh-huh.
Before she even went into, okay, these are cases, she just like, we going to award y'all. We going to award the women with the child support regardless of, you know, whatever.
Uh-huh.
Y'all can do it outside or we can go ahead and do it in him.
Uh-huh.
But she also told the ladies, once we award you with this child support, if the man don't want to do nothing else, for that child, even come pick that child up and do nothing else. That's the reason I'm a motherfucking award.
That's why I don't understand my
them right,
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 right.
Is that right?
Is that right?
Then I'm
what you mean, is that right?
Listen,
because then you putting the child in a situation where it's like, well, damn, the money.
The broad decided the child gonna go through this when she had a baby by a nigga that didn't want to have a baby by her.
She already decided the child future.
But she hold on. I'm gonna go back to P. Everybody listening, man. When you make this kind of motherfucking decision to go through and have a motherfucking child by somebody who you know fucking well don't want to have a child by you, it ain't just a decision that you're making for you and him. You're making a decision for the motherfucking child, too. You're not thinking into the motherfucking future about what kind of life this child gonna have, all the extra shit is gonna come into play with this particular scenario. When the child grow up asking why this, why that, with all these motherfucking questions and all that shit, you don't give a fuck about that because you make, everybody like to say, oh, that's just, it's selfish, a selfish decision for a nigga to sit here and say he don't want to goddamn have the baby, not the baby here, and want to care the abortion and blah, blah, and all that. But bitch, it's selfish of you to sit there and have a child by a motherfucking man when you know goddamn well he ain't want to have it, when you know how niggas gonna goddamn be in that motherfucking scenario. You just goddamn said this child gonna have to go through all this shit, all these goddamn crazy ass questions about their dad and all this other shit they go through. I try to go through when they have a parent and have a situation come like that. It ain't just on you. You make a decision for that child too. Nobody never thinks about that. Nobody even takes that into consideration. You're a motherfucker having a baby by a motherfucking married man.
Yeah, that's stupid right though.
And you like the child ain't gonna know that? Like the child ain't gonna find out at all? You, they ain't gonna affect the child at all?
Yeah.
And you the only you the sole motherfucker making these goddamn decisions? Fuck y'all. What are you talking about? Who does that? Why would you do that?
A dumb hoe.
You are determining that shit for your child. I know you may have thought that it was all
about
your
child,
but really it ain't. Really it ain't.
Yeah.
You may have thought you was getting back at that nigga because he didn't want to be with your motherfucking ass. He chose the other bitch and not you. You might think you getting back in that motherfucking nigga. You might think you finna get in this nigga pockets. You might do all that, but at the end of the motherfucking day, you still doing a disservice to your child. At the end of the day, now some might argue that you're doing
child
a disservice. Yeah, you might. Some might argue that you're doing a disservice by having an abortion because you ain't even letting the child goddamn come through or whatever. But listen, man, I don't want y'all to get on y'all moralistic high horse.
Nobody has done
that. About this shit when y'all goddamn sitting here fucking niggas and y'all ain't married, when y'all fornicating, because bitch, you going to hell either way. Oh, I'm just saying. Anybody, because I got 13 motherfuckers on my line and ain't nobody goddamn really hitting us. So I'm talking to everybody who's listening. Because a lot of people are going to say, oh, it's different between having an abortion and about, listen, because that God going to do this, and then they start bringing the Bible into it and all this other shit, but you were just fucking the guy, you were fornicating, that's how the goddamn baby got here in the first motherfucking place. If you know anything about the motherfucking Bible, then you should know, ain't no sin greater than either. You're going down either way it goes. You feel what I'm saying? So let's just be totally clear about that shit. Don't switch it up now, all of a sudden. Like that sin is greater than the other one.
Well, all I want to say is that when the judge, and she was a white lady, she was just like, yeah, damn, you know. At the end of the day, she was basically saying, when I was the child, the daddy coming in the bed.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And hands down. And I just really want to say to all these women that was getting more money out of these nigga motherfucking pocket and go to child support and get less money, you dumb bitch. That's what you motherfucking deserve.
Catch more flies with sugar than shit.
You know what I'm
saying? I tell you
now
that.
I got a partner that was paying like goddamn like $360 a month.
Right.
But goddamn, you know, she wanted to go to court like, oh, I want to do this and I want to do that. Bitch, get the motherfucking $36.
Now, one thing the child support thing has kind of changed lately because now they do take into consideration, you know what I'm saying, both incomes and everything.
The time.
Like,
you think so?
You know what I'm saying?
They do a worksheet.
If she's working, and then she don't pay nowhere near as many bills as you or whatever, in Georgia now they take that shit into consideration. You feel what I'm saying? If she working and you working, but you may make more money or whatever, but if you got way more expenses and she working and say she living at home with her mama, she don't pay no bills, but she may make less, but she actually has more money to spend than you ain't gonna get an increase. You feel what I'm saying? They're gonna take all that shit into consideration.
Well, goddamn Senator Perdue did that.
Yeah, well, I'm just saying.
I know that for a fact. Senator Perdue did that.
All right, we're going to some more calls. 850-258, you on deck after Please Save the Baby.
Oh, in the building.
What's going on, Keisha?
Nothing much. About to beat this little girl behind. But.
Oh, hey. Did you consult with her daddy first?
I don't got to consult with Nan Negro about my child.
Hey,
why not?
Hey. She got a daddy, don't she?
Yes, she do, but where is he? Somewhere in England, as of today.
Well, now the question is,
well,
please save the baby.
Somebody need to come save her.
I'm just saying.
Please save
the
baby.
If you don't need to consult with no nigga about that, I hope you ain't no child. I hope you ain't no child support. That's all I know.
Oh, well, you better understand he is.
Huh?
Well, he's on. It's bottom line, he is.
Oh, but he ain't got nothing to say about it. You see what I'm saying?
Oh,
you see what I'm saying?
So
but he ain't got nothing to say about that, though. You feel me, though? Yeah.
Oh, no. Listen to this one now. Listen to this.
I'm just saying.
Employed by the United States Air Force. They sent him off to England just the other day. This Negro ain't called his child to say goodbye. Ain't called since he's been there. I don't know when the hell he at. So as of today, he don't got no say-so. Money needs to roll in, and until he decides to call and check on his child, I'm not too concerned.
You was concerned enough when you had a baby to find
but
the baby.
But see, that's my thing. When you be in that motherfucker,
hit the button. What button?
What? Oh, Lord, the fucking button.
See all that?
No.
Now, when you be in that motherfucker's pet room giving it all like that, yeah, you ain't thinking about it's the Negro going over here, the Negro going over there.
Going to England.
Because you just motherfucking.
No, I wasn't. But while we were married, there was a concern. But we don't got no concern now.
But see, my whole
a lot
thing,
of things change when the divorce happens.
Well, even if, you know what, it doesn't even matter. Even if you wasn't divorced when you was married, if you got pregnant and he didn't want that baby, your ass still could have had it anyway. And that's what we're talking about, Keisha. Do you agree?
That's what we're talking about.
Do you agree or agree? Do you agree or disagree with what we're saying?
Oh, Lord. I've been kind of in and out chasing this woman. But I guess I can say that it is unfair and unfortunate that the guys don't have much of a say-so in the matter. But, I mean, if it just also depends on the relationship. I mean, you have to have some type of relationship. You laying down freaking somebody. So when she see that blue line and call, yep, you got to. You either like them or you don't. You got to have some type of relationship.
You like them or bugging up the screw.
That's true. But then at the end of the day, the baby didn't even ask to be here. So somebody's going to have to do something.
The man said he didn't even want the damn baby to be here in the first damn place. Whatever. You shouldn't have got them lazy ass down there either. It took two of y'all to make it. So why the fuck you the only one to fucking get this?
Exactly. So it's going to take somebody to take care of it. And if you're not, prepared to do it, if you don't want to do it, you need to find somebody who does at the end of the day. So that's the bottom line. Somebody's got to take care of that child. And if you're not the one that's going to do it, the court is going to make you do it, or you need to talk to that woman and be like, look, give it up for abortion or give it up for adoption, I mean, or do something.
But
somebody's going to have to take care of it.
Keisha, the whole point of the show is, like you just said, you got to go talk to that woman and talk her. The decision is not yours. It's hers. This is my whole point of the show. The decision, though, it don't matter what the fuck. Even if you know you ain't got no job, you're living with your motherfucking mama. Yeah, you fucked up or whatever. We passed the whole.
But
I don't want to hear.
Communication is the key. Communication is the key. If you sitting here and you're telling no girl, look, I'm not prepared for this. I can't do it, and I really don't feel like I'm going to do it. So either you're gonna be stuck by yourself, or you're gonna have to figure something out. She go off. She has a baby.
She's not stuck by herself.
The
system is with her.
The system is with her, but he needs to plead his case accordingly or something.
Listen, Keisha, this is the whole point of the show. The whole point of the show is the man don't have no goddamn say.
He doesn't. Bottom line, we don't even need to fuss.
He can talk to her until he's blue in the face, but she going to do what the fuck she want to do.
Hey, you know what?
It's only on her. It's only her decision. It's not in
the end. That's very true.
At the end of the day,
I have a friend that said.
So is that fair? Is that fair?
Hey,
is that fair?
Life is not fair.
No, it's not. Of course it's not fair. And hey, Keela, I didn't even say hey in the building.
Hey.
Even when a nigga get them child support papers, you read that level, it say at the bottom, the last thing that motherfucker say is, you don't have to come to court.
No, you gotta come, nigga, because we're gonna do what we do anyway, nigga. It don't matter, nigga. You gotta be here. Don't come, nigga. Don't worry about it. Don't choke yourself.
Okay, so I mean, we understand y'all upset about the whole situation.
Anyway, nigga, straight the fuck up.
Well, see,
the only thing about it, why you shouldn't go, if she get in that motherfucking face, that nigga make $30 an hour. That's what they gonna go by.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Now, if you
got any kind of sense, nigga, you better go.
Exactly, and that's where he needs to plead his case and say, look, I don't have this, I don't have that, I'm not able to do this. So let them base it off of his plea. He needs to be in the place. He needs to be where he's supposed to be, taking care of his business, if that's the case.
The whole point of the show is, if I had me a $7 job, nigga, I ain't going. Bitch, you can get whatever you motherfucking want.
Get it how you
live. Hey, you talking about? Because you ain't getting shit anyway,
bitch,
but for weed, man.
Listen, man, the whole point of the show, I got to go to some more callers. But the whole point of the show is, yes or no, Keisha, do you think that's fair?
No, it's not fair, but people shouldn't put themselves into that situation. I mean, if
you're gonna lay down
and then get up and look at a blue line in another week, you need to be thinking about that before you even lay down. Bottom line, I know you said don't discuss it, but it is the truth. It is what it is.
No, you need to start making niggas wear that rubber.
Exactly. Or hold out or something. Somebody need to practice some Celebi in the house or something.
That's not foolproof. Rubber's not foolproof.
All this being said. Men know how it's gonna go down. Do it make you do anything fucking different? Do you do anything different? Because you already know how it could go down.
Do it make
your ass think about who the fuck you lay down with? Like,
I'm
what if?
I'm doing something real different. I'll be at Kaiser.
What if this bitch get, can I deal with this bitch the rest of my life?
Y'all need to get like women and overanalyze this stuff real quick and
like
figure out if you really want to be in that situation.
Getting like y'all on August 8th.
That nigga said August 8th.
Yeah, my appointment for my vasectomy. I'm getting like y'all.
Okay, because I believe in the power of the Morena. Yes,
I
Lord.
I had a discussion twice in life. I don't need to have it three.
Now we need to have it. All I'm saying is, bro,
you sound pretty persuasive.
I'm just saying.
I'm just saying.
All right, Keisha, we're going to the next caller.
All right,
718, you up next, but right now it's 850-258.
If I get one of them, I'm going to go out of all the bitches.
850, what's going on?
How you doing?
What's popping?
I'm listening to the whole conversation. No, it's not fair, but the thing is, it's called responsibility on both ends. If nobody don't want to have kids, and nobody, then you should take the necessary precautions and use protection. Bottom line.
Okay. Listen. Obviously, you didn't hear the very first part of the show. So I'm going to repeat this for everybody that's on the line. 718, you up next. Let me repeat myself.
Get some of that
we already know that at the point when I told everybody what the show was about, I am starting this story off at this motherfucker just got off the toilet and the motherfucking stick is already blue. I'm not here to preach to the choir about protection and what you do and don't need to do.
Oh, she
I'm
already
talking about after them already pregnant.
Oh, I missed that. God,
I said at the beginning of the show, I don't want to talk about what the fucking motherfucker should do before. I'm talking about after the motherfucking fact. After the motherfucking blue, the stick is motherfucking blue. The goddamn plus sign to show up. Then
I'm
going to start the discussion.
This is what we started the discussion, baby.
And at that point right there,
okay.
The man is cut out there. The man is cut. It's it. It's over. It's a wrap for him. He's done.
I can tell you what happened.
He's done. He's,
what
it's
I think
over.
You should be so mad about it, though, because, I mean, seriously.
What do you mean? Why not?
I know. That's
fine. Listen, I pay child support. So, you know, so when it comes to stuff like that, I don't, you know, child support is not just for, you know what I'm saying, for the mom. And, you know, it's
Wait. Everybody, I knew the show was going to start talking about protection, responsibility, and damn child support. And the show has already fucking went left field on me. I tried to rein it in, but it just keep going to child support. This is not about child support. I have a whole fucking show on child support if y'all want to. The damn show is about a man's right to choose and him not having that right.
Well, if he
yes
don't want
no?
it.
Yes or no?
No, he does not have the right.
Okay. Is that fair? Is that fair?
No, it's not fair.
Okay then.
Damn,
hey, well, we need you to sign this petition that we motherfucking pass around and put your name on there, because we need our motherfucking rights. But I can tell y'all what do happen when that stick turns blue.
What?
Feeling changed. Hey, stop, nigga, I'll give a fuck. Hell yeah, I the motherfucking jumped out of the window last night. Like, hell yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Everything changes. But I understand what you're saying. Call
you ain't married,
it ain't fair, but that's
hold
the way it is.
Hold on.
Let me
talk to the caller. Caller, I understand what you're saying. And I understand the point everybody making about responsibility, child support, don't goddamn fuck raw if you don't want. Listen, I know all of that. That's why I made the disclaimer at the beginning of the show. I want everybody to pick this discussion up after goddamn it, the stick is blue. Here we go. Let's talk. I don't want to talk about what should have, could have, would have beforehand because the shit has already went down. For various reasons. And even if that motherfucking man is married to that woman, he still got to shut the fuck up and move to the side and let her decide. He can talk, he can try, he can persuade, he can beg, he can plead, but at the end of the motherfucking day, that goddamn decision is hers and hers are fucking alone.
That's if she
take a life. Why as a man would you want to take a life just because you don't want?
Because let's go back to what I said earlier. Because, like I said, I called and talked to some females that I know have had abortions.
Uh-huh.
They affect females in so many different ways on so many different levels That's why I think ultimately she makes the choice, because that's not just a physical decision, that's an emotional decision as well. I spoke with one of my friends that has had one, and she was like, every year she's like, how old would my child be?
Right.
What if this? What if that? Right. That's something they
but
have.
She got a child. Does she got a child now?
She got, yeah, she got a few kids. But,
you know,
but the whole thing is, but she's married. She had all her kids while she was married.
But
the whole thing of it is, that's an emotional decision for a female as well. Forget about
yeah,
the whole child. Moralistic. What if she, some females nut up behind that shit.
Okay.
For real, all nut
right.
the fuck up.
All right, listen to me. Everybody listen to me. Pay attention. Let me say this. Listen, let me tell you. I'm not even, I can understand that part of the argument. I give you that. But what I'm telling you is, if you a female and that is not your husband, especially if it's not your husband, if you go ahead and say that it's so emotional that you can't go through it, even though how emotional was you when you were sucking his dick and all this other great shit you was doing, you understand what I'm saying? But we go out like that didn't happen. Even if that's the whole point, you want to go ahead and argue about it and everything, that's cool. That's okay. But if you're going to make that motherfucking decision and say you emotionally can't motherfucking handle that kind of pressure, bitch, you goddamn can emotionally get your ass up and get two jobs and goddamn can't go down there and
okay,
take this motherfucking man's child
okay,
support.
Check this out.
When you having a baby, because he already said he didn't want no motherfucking
okay,
child.
Okay, but check this out. Okay, with my oldest daughter, my 14-year-old.
See, it still go out. It's still uneasy.
No. With my 14-year-old, when I got pregnant, dude, all in.
Uh-huh.
It's all good.
Right.
Then he was like, so, you know, we going to stay together now. This
uh-huh.
Fuck no. We not.
Happen to guys all the time.
Okay, you're right. But now this nigga, now he want a clown though. Now he like, oh. Well, I ain't doing this, I ain't doing that.
Okay. But it happens to guys all the time. Yeah,
nigga, you know what?
You know,
I'm a different kind of female. You know, I'm like, nigga, if you don't want to be there,
uh-huh.
I don't fuck no, not with my child. I'm not going to have her around somebody that don't want to be there. But guess what? I still make sure she was surrounded by love and everything else. When she gets older, you know, and she wants to ask
well,
one of
yeah.
okay, that's cool. Ain't no
yeah.
child support.
Uh-huh.
I mean, I ain't going to be chasing you down.
Right.
Ain't not going to do all that.
But
the whole
of course
thing
you know
is,
that. You're not in the majority.
Yeah, I understand
you know that,
that, but the whole
I'm
thing
saying,
is
you know that.
Still, you can't, it, like you said, it go both ways, though.
Yeah,
it go both ways. Like you said. Bro, how you go
that
from
decision
niggas,
to have that motherfucking
niggas
baby
tricking,
was yours?
Niggas be tricking females.
The decision to have
like,
the baby was yours.
What about?
What was the decision to have the baby yours?
Look, yes what about?
You made
yeah,
the
yeah, it was mine.
All right, that's it.
What about these?
No matter what the hell he wanted, you did it anyway,
what
right?
What about these dirty motherfuckers?
He wanted it, shit. Till I told him I didn't
want
to be with this fuck ass. Going to the doctor with me and everything, nigga. What?
Well, you know.
At all the doctor's appointments, huh?
Change your heart.
Yeah, because I said fuck you, nigga.
All right, I gotta go to the next caller. 718 on the line. Get at me.
What's the deal, y'all?
What's going on, gang? What's popping with you?
Yo, man, I just was in here listening to all this bullshit that these females is talking. All
right.
I wanna break this down to a science, and please, ladies, don't jump off your high horse and go crazy, because don't take this personal. Take it to your mind. Off the top, anything that has to do with mothers and fathers and child, the courts and the system and the world is biased. Because remember, like the other girl said, the key thing about this whole thing is emotional. A man is thinking with sense as far as dealing with the child. When a man tells you he's not trying to do something, he's really not going to do that, whether you believe it or not. But being that y'all emotions are so deep and y'all thought process is tied in with y'all emotions, y'all trap a person off, in essence, making y'all baby monsters. So when a dude says he doesn't want to do this and y'all go through with it, and then y'all be fucking his life up and child support or staring a nigga to a street with the bullshit, and it goes both ways, too. You understand what I'm saying? But it really doesn't. Like, it's very rarely you find a dude tripping out like a woman does. When a dude say he don't want to fuck with a lady that's having a baby, every only thing that's going to come out of that is revenge. And brothers need to start sticking together on this thing and start signing these petitions and start fighting for their rights. Because there are certain situations where brothers say, well, look, I don't want to fuck with this chick right here, but when that kid come, I'm ready to bring him into the world. Like, you know what I mean? Bring him with me and take care of this dude. But a woman won't let that happen. And in order for a man to take responsibility for his child, he has to prove that this woman is damn near a crackhead or a dope fiend just in all actuality to get custody.
Right.
So when
right.
women do deal with these fellas, and you know that you just bopping or twisting up for the night, my recommendation for these females is drink them and stop lusting. Then you won't have to get through that.
You better pull. That's
you
my
ain't even
thing.
Let me get that in.
What's that nigga?
That's what I said.
That
one line.
That
baby.
One line
that's
kiss
my...
thing. There's no way she can have a baby out of her mouth, nigga. I know you.
Yeah, because see, yo, that thing is real serious because when both parents don't play as team person, it
right.
fucks the child up. And you can look at the next generation. Anybody that's like in their mid-30s or over 30, you can see the children that just wasn't around their father because of the shit that they do. Now, the generation before that, you can see where the families was together.
Right.
You understand what I'm saying? Like, that shit really makes a difference on the children today, that unity. Even if you and the mother and the father is not together and shit all went fucked up and you feel this way and she feel that way, remember, at the end of the day, the best thing you could do for that child is be friends and hold them down.
Right.
Because, and then, like, with the mothers, you know what I'm saying? Like, I understand getting the abortions and everything like that is mental, but how you think the dad feel having to step to you and say that shit? Like, it might not even be nothing personal.
They don't think
it's
about that,
like,
Gang.
It's just like, it's not nothing personal. It's just like, yo, I could fuck you for a couple weeks or a couple months, but I can't deal with you for a lifetime.
But Gang,
and a lot of females don't understand that's our emotional part. But a man is only going to come with you as straight science. Remember, a man is a person. When he see you walk down the steps with your bags, he going to ask you, bitch, where you going? And this is the shit that every woman in the world deals with, but y'all got to understand, don't do that pressure thing. Because if a dude even say, I don't think we should do this on some nice shit, a female get mad and be like, fuck that, I'm having this. Give me some Section 8, some food stamps, and then a nigga's under the car for the rest of his life.
Right. Now, look, Gang.
It's not even that. It's not even about grimy bitches or nothing. It goes both ways. Niggas and bitches do that shit.
And both of them grimy. That's some grimy shit to do. Just to be hot. Why would you have a child just to say, oh, I'm getting some food stamps? Man, that's
what
happens all the time.
It does, and that's
the
crime.
That story will never be answered. That's in an unwritten book because it is different strokes for different folks. Like, some females is infatuated by a man's physical. Some people is infatuated by a man's his bankroll. You know what I mean? Then some people is attached by the emotions that they just have for this motherfucker in general. And that makes people do different things. Like, a nigga might look at a girl with a fat ass and be like, yo, that's going to be my baby mom. And then a girl might be like, girl, you see his chest? That's going to be my baby dad. And then if you look hard enough...
Man, fuck that. That shit is bullshit, Gang.
That's
crazy. I'm killing all
you
motherfucking crazy
motherfuckers
who do that shit.
That happened. That's some dumb shit. Like,
I know.
He got some
but see, listen. For the purposes of the show, Game, listen. For the purposes of the show, I'm talking about even if the nigga do run across a trifling ass broad like that or whatever, and he strapped up in the ass, the booty, whatever, and he's like, yo, for whatever crazy fucking reason, he gets this broad pregnant, and we already passed the point where he's made the dumb decision to get this bitch pregnant and everything, and he still goes up, like you said, tell this fucking woman, yo, really, I ain't even trying to do that with you or whatever, and you like he said, it's an emotional thing and blah, blah, blah. Even after all that, after we talk about the family unity and everything else, at the end of the fucking day, this goddamn show, and I want to make no mistake about what this show is about, this show is about the fact that no matter what, the man has absolutely 100% no say in what the fuck happens at that point right there.
That's
so,
why I said get them position, them the petitions up, and fellas, y'all got to stand. That's why I said united we stand, divided we fall, because if some shit happen on the other way, they going to put them petitions out. They going to be marching, wearing pink sneakers and all that shit. Like,
right.
It's a million-man march. Like, yo, if you live in your community, you can talk to your congressman. You can write a letter to the state capitol. And these laws, especially if you live in a commonwealth state, these laws will be passed for you, but just one man can't complain about it.
Right.
That's my
you understand
thing.
What I'm saying? Like, this should be a whole township with that man that's going to court.
Right.
Like, yo, fuck that. We got to get this man some help here.
Right. Well, they got some movement. They got some fatherhood movements out there. I wanted to make sure I got the site because I have a friend of mine that's personally going through some shit where he's, you know what I'm saying, ever since his son was little, he's been on child support and everything, and the son lives out of state, and he's been he ain't seen his child in 10 years because the mama won't even let him know where the fuck she at. The court won't tell him where the fuck she at. She totally ignores any kind of attempt he makes to get in contact with her and everything. And yeah, he may have started out as one of them niggas who was like, yo, you know what I'm saying? He might have been bad up top, but then, like I said, he was like 20 years old. Niggas grow up, niggas mature, niggas change. He realized to air his ways. A couple of years after that, you know what I'm saying? He been trying, like maybe 2 years after the child, he's like, yo, I was fucked up. I need to be in my seed life, my son's life. I've been trying ever since, and he can't even see his child. You feel me?
Yeah,
now,
she moved when the child was.
But he on child support.
But I'm saying she moved while the child was what?
No.
Yeah.
Well, actually, he moved.
Oh, he moved.
Yeah, he moved.
And
yeah.
She moved
and he
down
been,
with her
and
life.
He been going down through there trying to even.
Because normally, once your child get old enough to really, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? To know you and all that.
But I don't even think it's to the point where I don't even think that child knows that.
That's what I'm saying.
Her husband ain't his daddy.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
You feel what I'm saying?
Oh, okay.
It's like that right there. Like, that child think her husband is his daddy.
He might be, but hell.
It don't matter. You can't tell that man that ain't his motherfucking child. If that's the case, goddamn it, let's rip all this motherfucking paperwork and goddamn it, get out my motherfucking paycheck. I don't want to hear that fucking shit. You know what I'm saying? Let's rip everything up and get fucking my paycheck. Period, point, fucking blank. You know what I'm saying? That's all I'm saying. All right, Gabe, I'm finna go to the next caller, homie. I appreciate you calling in. That was some good wisdom you gave out, dog. All right, homie.
Hey, a lot of motherfuckers don't know, and I know a nigga don't done it. Been drugged so much, and the bitch don't want to do that. A lot of niggas don't want to do it, but I know a nigga gave up his right, nigga. They ain't never make motherfuckers do it. You know what I'm saying? Like, at the end of the day.
But see, I talked about that. I talked about that. Do you know? You can... It's real funny with that because
yeah,
like right
I
now,
know,
soon,
I know it.
Soon as like right now, if I get somebody pregnant right now and she say she want to have the baby, whatever, it ain't like I can just go down there and just sign people say,
yeah,
man, I don't want nothing to do with it, man.
Yeah,
give them my
right,
and
right.
That's it. And then you wash your hands of it, and
yeah.
It's over.
Yeah.
It don't work like that.
I know it don't.
If it worked like that, I would be having this motherfucking show. I wouldn't have this motherfucking show because you know what? Half of these motherfucking bitches who knew if a nigga could do that. If they knew a nigga, all a nigga got to do is sign a piece of paper, and bitch, he done with it. Half these motherfucking bitches wouldn't even have them goddamn children they goddamn got in the first motherfucking place.
Right.
Scandalous bitches. Don't get it fucked up. You know what I'm saying? It ain't like a nigga can just like you can go up there and goddamn go see the doctor for $300 and it's over. And it's over. Niggas ain't got that option. If niggas can sign a piece of paper saying, goddamn it, I don't want to have nothing to do with the child, this shit is totally on you, I ain't got no say-so, but boy, you can't, don't come see me about nothing, I ain't even want the baby in the first. If a nigga can sign a form right now, half these motherfuckers, half the child support cases in America will be over.
Half
niggas
would
be like,
fuck it. Wouldn't be
here. Half us would be, you're right.
Hey, I'm saying
because, you know what? Them bitches would have goddamn got a motherfucking abortion because they know they don't get no motherfucking money out of that shit.
I know goddamn nigga the paper was in my motherfucking face, nigga. I know. The motherfucker offered it to me. Like, look, the mama, blah, blah, whoop, whoop, whatever. Sir,
man,
what you do?
Man.
And D-Pack was white motherfucking hell, nigga, like.
You talking about after the fact, years after the fact, after y'all done went through all that crazy shit, man. I'm talking about like off the gun.
Oh, no, you can't do it off the gun.
You feel me?
No, that shit not happening off the gun.
You know what I'm saying? But off the gun, a woman can go get that motherfucking abortion. Off the gun.
Yeah, you're right.
Right.
But if the woman getting up in front of the judge, going back and forth with you, and she see that goddamn, or he see that, it's more, you know what I'm saying? Y'all like niggas, they'll just be like, look.
Like what? What you mean?
You wanna give up the right? What y'all gonna do? When you argue like that, and if a woman even make a slip to be like, yeah, just go ahead and let her give him up.
Uh-huh.
It's a rap, nigga. That's how my partner guy is. Sitting there, goddamn, in the judge chamber. Oh yeah, man. You need to just. You don't wanna do that. I just take care of baby by myself. You can get your nigga. Bring the paper over here. Nigga, that was what?
Yeah.
No more child support. No more going to jail. Nigga, stop everything. Let's get it.
I don't know. It don't happen like that most of the time.
It really does.
It can't just be that simple because that would go down a lot of time because some of the niggas go through so much shit going in and out of jail and they already ain't doing shit anyway. If all they had to do was sign a fucking piece of paper and be done with it, they would do it.
They might not know.
Hey, it's a lot of shit that I didn't motherfucking know that I had to get up on, nigga, when I was going to court.
Man.
And please believe
now, you gonna be in the child life and everything
on,
by all means. That
yeah,
matters.
Yeah, but
you already know, nigga. But I'm saying a lot of females know that it ain't that. It ain't that easy. Let's just be clear about that.
It's really not that easy. But I'm saying,
I don't want people to miss the show and be listening to this show and get misinformed like people just go do that, nigga.
You know what? I tell
you, that's not true.
Then fuck with me in motherfucking house, nigga. If you know any nigga, once I bust that motherfucker, that thick fold up, and you see that shit, I tell the bitch, nigga, come on. Take me to motherfucking court, bitch, because I know the shit. I guarantee you don't know. I'm going to have my nigga, I'm going to be right up in that motherfucking smile, nigga, like
I'm talking about why the fuck you even got to go that far. If you ain't even want to have a fucking baby with her ass in the first place.
You right. That and that, hey.
Yeah, I know he shouldn't have fucked her raw, Key. I know. But she shouldn't have fucked him raw either. Abortion for birth control.
Bitches use that shit for that man.
You know, I'm not saying, I'm just saying it's just unfair.
It's unfair. That's the thing. A lot of things are not fair, but you know when you're going into the situation, you already know that shit is not fair.
Chief.
When a black man goes to jail for killing somebody, you know he might get 20 and a white man gets 10, but yeah, it's not fair.
Chief.
But your dumb ass knew that before you went in.
You got that pussy.
What?
You got that pussy on.
I don't know what's going on.
You got that pussy on. We got that dick, so let us got them sell our motherfucking shit. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because when you get motherfucking pregnant, ain't shit we can motherfucking do.
Nothing.
All right. That's all I'm saying.
That's all the whole point of the show is.
You are the carrier.
That's it. It's your decision totally.
Yep.
It is.
You pregnant?
Ultimately, like I said, it's not fair.
But
like I said, it's not fair, but that's the way it is.
Then they might say I'm detriment to the community or some shit.
Y'all like to feel that bang, that's what it is.
That one bang, the one that's pulsate.
Yeah,
y'all
like
that.
Y'all
feel that heartbeat through that thing.
Yeah, no, that shit like a hot dog and hot water.
Y'all change the show. Let me go to the line. Shay!
What's up?
What's going on?
Ain't nothing. Y'all tripping. I'm sitting back listening. That's not the topic of tonight's discussion.
Hey, it's all good, man. What's happening?
Hey, what's up, T-Red? What's up, Sheila?
What's going on, Shay? Happy birthday.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's right. It's Shay's birthday, y'all. What's going on around Shay's birthday? Well, we on Facebook, and you're not.
That's
the problem, man.
You need to catch up.
Hey, you're not on Facebook. Hey, all I need you to do is send your motherfucking address to our Gmail motherfucking account. I'm going to send you a card through the mail and, you know.
Man.
Blue don't be
back.
You
had to blow
up. I'm going to send it to you.
Help me on that screen.
Hey, come and miss motherfucking changes, man. You know what I'm saying? We love our listeners.
ahead, Shay. You already heard what we're talking about. You've been on the air for a minute. What you think about what you think about the TV show?
I'm gonna agree that, you know, a lot of the times, or I'll say most of the time, you know, the male really doesn't have, you know, adequate voice, and, you know, if something was to go down, you know, the female gets pregnant. I mean, I know what you said before, but it's like this. I think on both parties' parts, you know, you have to be realistic about what you're dealing with from jump. Knowing this already, that, you know, the male is already going to have an unfair disadvantage. As a woman, you know, if you know a dude is not trying to have no kids, then, you know, really that's on you. If something pop up, then it's like, okay, you got to really take responsibility and say, okay, I already knew, you know, this dude don't want no kids, so, you know, either you're going to be willing to do it by yourself or you're going to have to, you know, do something else. You know, and as a dude, if you got to, you know, be realistic about the type of chick you're dealing with, you know. If you're dealing with some chick who is not really going to give a damn, have any regards about what you think anyway, then that's on you, too.
Hey, I got a scare tank.
What?
For these motherfucking women. I got a scare tank for these women.
What?
You be, when a nigga get that pussy, you just be like, baby, I'm my baby. I bet that motherfucker be like, hell no.
Hey, you tell a man I want you to have my baby. That motherfucking bitch gonna be so scared, you're gonna have crazy, nigga. She's gonna be like,
hey,
don't say it.
She's crazy as hell. She's gonna kill
that
motherfucker. She'll be like, this nigga goddamn crazy.
Hey, this nigga said that shit to me before, too. I want you to fuck that nigga. You better put two D Magnums on.
That's when you get up and run.
You ain't getting no more pussy.
Thank you.
You get in your mouth, that's it.
You know what?
That's all
we
got it from then on.
Hey, you see what I'm saying, Blair? That shit works. That shit works. Until you run across that motherfucker.
I don't feel like we should have to go see Timmy.
Get that shit in.
But you're going to have some crazy chick that'll be like, oh, yeah, baby, or whatever.
And then that's what
you
know
to have. How about this? Okay, everybody. Okay, I got new proposals.
First of all,
if you marry, you cannot, you definitely can't go get an abortion without your husband's
consent.
Consent,
yeah. Definitely. I agree with that.
That's just across the fucking board.
I
you
didn't
might
even realize they could do that. I didn't even realize that was allowed.
Yeah.
I'm not familiar with some of that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I didn't even realize that was even an option.
Yeah. But how about we do this, ladies? Just tell me if this is fair. If this is fair, this is being responsible. If this is both parties taking goddamn responsibility for the actions, not just the goddamn niggas and the women.
I'm just saying, though.
How about,
yeah,
if you find out that you're pregnant, in order for you to receive any kind of public
assistance
or get any kind of monetary gain or anything like that from
a man.
You have to first show before your first trimester is over, a signed, notarized form by the man saying that he said that he consented to and wanted you to have this baby. He is all in with you. He's going to be down with you. If you can't produce that, signed, notarized fucking form, bitch. Kill your motherfucking self. You're on your own. Deuces. How about we just do that?
Chris Brown.
Can we do that? Is that fair, ladies? Holla at me. 214-934-0966. If you can't produce
that
purple, this is the cause. See, that's going to cut out all these trifling assholes who don't blame that shit on the wrong nigga. Because, bitch, he wasn't even in play, bitch, so you obviously can't get
that
from him.
Matter of fact, just go ahead and get that thumbprint like they do the motherfucking shit.
Let's just do that.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Go ahead and get a consent. You know what I'm saying? With that motherfucker.
You got to show that consent form. Sign, notarized.
Yeah, yeah.
In order for you to get public assistance.
With that
thumbprint. Or you can't get no child support, no nothing from a man. And we're going to automatically X out anything bitches get from a goddamn married man. Bitch, you can't get nothing. Kill yourself. Unless he want to give it to you. Anything he want to give you, but you can't get nothing from that man if he married. That'll stop these scandalous assholes from goddamn fucking all these married men breaking up homes too. Now that's just fair. If the man want to be there, he gonna be there. So now we ain't got no misconception about what the fuck's gonna go on and what the fuck's gonna happen with this child life. Man, you signed this paper. You said you was going to be there. So now when we take your motherfucking ass down through there about this motherfucking child support, nigga, you should have said your motherfucking ass was going to be there in the first place. Kill yourself. Holler at me. Can I get that? What's wrong with that?
Let's get it.
Can I get that, Shay?
Yeah, that could work, too. Or how about, you know, maybe that, and, you know, on reverse side, you know, to protect the male's rights, how about, you know, something that the men can sign, saying that, you know, I do not consent, you know, I did not, you know, want this or whatever, you know what
right.
I'm saying, to protect him
right.
as well.
Right. But no. That's too much like right. It's too fair.
do something about it.
Would you agree that? Wouldn't that be fair?
Because as it is, it's like all a matter of conscience.
We can't start a feeling. We know what you're going to say. We know what you're going to say. What do you think about my proposal?
I mean, hey. What do you think about my proposal? Like you said, it should deter some of this, all this.
Hey, nigga. We can go door to door with this shit.
Promiscuous, all this bullshit that will go on. Like you said, it's a lot of females that just like be trying to get a nigga for the money, whatever. That's some...
Even if she ain't scandalous enough and she's trying to get the nigga for the money, even if she ain't a scandalous broad and she just want to have a baby, she just don't want to do it. You still need to make sure the man wants to have the child too, or else you all fine. We ain't saying you scandalous. We ain't saying you a gold digger nothing. This nigga might not even have no motherfucking money. But what we say to you, baby, is unless you got this motherfucking form filled out right here, you ain't getting no motherfucking child support because he already said that you was on your own. He didn't want no parts of it. You got to produce this. You got to produce this saying that the
man
said he was
going to be down. You know what? Maybe it'll make females think more carefully about
right.
who they
about everything.
Fucking wrong.
About
dog.
Who they fuck.
All that.
About fucking wrong.
All that.
About everything.
Yeah.
About everything.
You should think about that anyway, but
about
know,
everything.
We know that don't
That's
happen.
That's right.
But it
We sound good. That's why I don't have
it.
We motherfucking sound good.
And that's why you be on fucking child support with your unwanted baby. Now, take that garnishment out of your paycheck.
Hey, whatever.
Yeah, now it's whatever.
It is whatever. Hey. I'm on child support, so whatever. I mean, I'm a person on child. My kids, I got my kids right now. You feel me? I'm on child support. It's no big thing to me. I'm paying. I'm doing what I got to do. But that don't negate the fact. That don't change the fact that right is right.
That's real, nigga.
I don't give a fuck about the fact that I take care of mine. I don't care.
In my situation, I should have been
there.
I
don't give a shit. I'm on child support. So I'm doing it. You know what I'm saying? So it's whatever. I pay child support both my kids, so it's whatever. You feel what I'm saying? That's not the point. So this shit ain't really about... It was about me, maybe back when I first... When my daughter was conceived at first, I kind of went through this scenario. But at this point, that's 10 years ago, nigga. So this shit's dead. That shit's over. That ain't got nothing to do with it.
Water under the bridge.
She's water under the bridge. Now it is what it is. But I'm talking about for all these dudes in the future and for all the future kids who got to go through everything about having an absentee father and all that shit. It's about their asses, too. It ain't about you motherfucking goddamn females all the time.
Or
you goddamn sorry-ass niggas.
But see, every
it's about what their child...
I got to
ask another call, Shay, real quick, because I got four minutes.
All
right, Shay, hold on.
Every nigga ain't cut like that.
Hold on.
But a lot of niggas can learn a lot of motherfucking game and they'll start taking care of their kids if they hang around niggas that motherfucking have their kids and take care of their kids.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
When niggas see me, the first thing they motherfuckers say, God damn, nigga, you motherfucking right.
Right. Here we go. 678-206.
Well, I'm kind of confused with what you said about, because I work in child support.
Uh-huh.
And when you said that you should sign something saying that,
Hold on, this is my homie. You work for child support, right?
Right.
And listen, what I said was, are you talking about when I said to give up the parental rights thing?
No, I mean, that's cool. You know, even though you give up your parental rights, you still got to pay child support until the child is adopted. But when you're dealing with having sex and kids, If he signed a paper saying that I can't get child support, I can't get shit because he pissed off at me or whatever, so I'm supposed to suffer for that?
No. Let me say that again so you understand what I'm saying. I only got 2 minutes. This was my proposal. My proposal was if you want to get child support as a female or whatever, or as a male or whatever, I feel like anybody who get pregnant, Within your first trimester, which means before you can not get an abortion anymore, within your first trimester, once you find out, you feel me? If you need to get a consent from the other party, whether it be the guy or the woman, but 99% of the time it's going to be the guy saying that, yes, I do in fact want to go through with this pregnancy. I will be here for the child. I will take care of the child and all that. If you can't produce that, because the whole show is about men not having a right to choose. If you can't produce any kind of signed, notarized paper from that father that you claiming is the father, and that'll kill all these motherfucking bitches putting the babies on the wrong niggas, because if the wrong nigga signed it and it come back in the DNA, he ain't the nigga, is already automatically null and void. You shouldn't get no guy. If you try to put one nigga on child support for this shit.
Okay, I, understand that, and I totally agree with that because I went through that with my baby daddy. He told me the same shit you saying right now. I don't want shit to do with that. You deal with that. And I'm like, cool, step off. Don't come back. I'm going to do me. I'm going to do him. You do you. I would have been willing to sign something like that because I ain't asked him for a dime, period. His sister came to me and was like, you should put that nigga on. I'm like, nah, I'm straight. But that's the whole thing that the state got into with that dude being in jail for a year because he said him and his baby mama was cool and he agreed this is my child without having the DNA and then turn around he got pissed off because he stopped paying child support, ended up in jail for a year, and then not a year his life is gone. He wanted to sue the state for something that he originally agreed to.
Right. He fucked.
What I'm saying. Like, you, even if you did have something like that, that'll eliminate the little dirty dog, I want money type bitches. But what about the females who was doing stuff? Who was like, okay, if I said I'm going to take care of my seed, I'm going to do me. I'm asking you for $50 one day because my car broke down. I'm stranded with on the road with your child.
Well, I gotta log off. I gotta hang up to you because I only got 30 seconds. You ready too long to hit the number one? I gotta go. All right, I gotta go. But before I go, what I'm saying is, if you sign the motherfucking paperwork, goddamn it, that mean the man that want the baby, you on your motherfucking own. K100 Internet Radio. Damn, I ran out of time on this show. We out. Holla at y'all, man.